Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabet, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
Recording started.
Power of the day to you. I welcome you today to another prophetic experience time of prayer. I am Prophet and Teacher Laron Matthews, and we're getting ready to go into a powerful time of prayer. You know the word of God said in Psalm 50:5, it says, "Gather my saints unto me, those who have made covenant with me by sacrifice." People of God, we're getting ready to take this time to give God homage. We're in a time where we know that warfare is surrendered, but the power of God is even greater and mightier. As our intercessors, our prayer warriors, and kingdom leaders are getting ready to go forth and demand and take authority over principalities and power and rulers of darkness and spiritual wickedness in high places, we're standing with you today. So wherever you at, from Ghana, Sierra Leone, West Africa, South Africa, the Ivory Coast, we're standing with you today. And we're standing with each and every one of those great men and women of God around the United States. We're standing with you on today. So whatever you believe in the Lord for, connect yourself with the grid of the presence of God. The word of God said in Matthew 18:18, whatever we bind on earth is bound in heaven. And then whatever we loose on earth is loose in heaven. So as we prepare to take this time to give God praise, glory, and honor, you are in the midst of a line item in the kingdom of God that makes you a priority to the destiny of his plan for your life. People of God, get ready. We're going into a powerful time of prayer. Set your heart to reflect. We're standing with you today. God bless you is my prayer.
The scripture reading will be coming from the book of Matthew, chapter 6, verse 33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading and the hearing of his word, and the word of the Lord is blessed. Amen.
Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We magnify you, Father God. We lift you higher than anything and anyone. Hallelujah. We die to ourselves, Father, that we may live in you, Father. Glory be to God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Bless your name. Lord, I ask that you produce a sound in me that, hallelujah, give me the breath. Hallelujah. I fight the enemy. With only your sword, hallelujah, that tries to take my breath. Lead me, hallelujah, in a plain path because of mine enemy. Lead us in a plain path because of our enemy, Lord. We need you, hallelujah. The tekiah, hallelujah, the coordination of our king. You want and demand greatness from us, Father. The sound of the tekiah. The coordinate of our king, you want to demand greatness from us, Father. You get it out of us, yeah. Hallelujah. The shavarium, you want, hallelujah, us to connect and grow, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. You want us to connect and grow through sound. Teruba. Thank you, Jesus. A short blast. Arise, arise from your spiritual slumber. Arise, arise from your spiritual slumber. Arise, Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Thank you for allowing me. Thank you for giving me the capacity to blow. I thank you, Lord, for this line. I thank you for what you're doing in each and every one of our lives. Glory be to God. I thank you that every weapon that's been formed against us cannot stop us. I thank you, Lord, that we lay down our lives for you, Father, as you laid your life down for us, Father. Surely the sacrifices that you made for us, Father, can never be mimicked. My God, speak through me, Holy Spirit. It could never be mimicked. It could never be mimicked, yes. Your sacrifices were so great and worthy to be praised. So we thank you, Father. We thank you that we see you in everything. Hallelujah. Everything. Glory be to God. We see you. We need you. We desire you. We desire, glory be to God, to fight through anything, no matter what type of embarrassment it brings. We're going to stand on who you are in our lives. Glory be to God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for what you're doing. We thank you for what you have yet to do. And truly, Lord, we repent as you clear this atmosphere for each and every vessel to come forth and speak the things that you have given them on this day, that we walk through the assignment that you caused us to be in, that you trust us to walk through. You can get it through us, Lord, because you brought it to us. I thank you, Father. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord. We walk in accordance, hallelujah. We walk, hallelujah. Our boots are on the ground. We walk. We walk. We march. We go forward. We come in line with you. More. We thank you today. We thank you for this opportunity. We humbly and are so grateful that we're sitting at your feet and that you're sitting at the right hand of the Father making intercession for us. Oh, my God, we love you so much. We love you. We appreciate you. We honor you, glory be to God. We honor the man of God that you have set over this line, over this ministry. We honor you, Father, for him. Continue to bless him from the very crown of his head to the soles of his feet, Father. We ask you to replenish him, restore him, nourish him. Glory be to God. We ask you to nourish each and every intercessor as they go forth. And Lord, I ask you to nourish me, to continue to wrap your arms around me and protect me as the enemy tries to attack my voice. He can't win. I shall come. I shall come. I shall fight. Clear the atmosphere. Glory. Glory. Hallelujah. Shout it out. Jesus, 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 clear the atmosphere, hallelujah. Jesus, 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 clear the atmosphere, yes, God. Jesus, 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 clear the atmosphere. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. The blood, of Jesus. Hallelujah, we call on the blood, hallelujah, the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. We're excited about you, Jesus, and what you're doing, people and to your people. Hallelujah. 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 Glory. Jesus, Father. In these things we pray. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name, Father. We bless you on today, Father God, and we just want to thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah, for waking us up on this morning, Father God, and starting us on our way today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We want to thank you, God, for how you kept us all through the night, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And you protected us, Father God, from danger seen and unseen, even up to this point, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And we give you the praise and we give you the glory and we give you the honor that you deserve, Father God. And Father God, I pray right now in the mighty name of Jesus that you will restore and fresh, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. Evangelist Teasley, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh God, touch from the top of their head to the bottom of their feet, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Pour fresh oil upon her right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And we thank you, God, for the blowing of the shofar. We thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, that as the shofar was blown, Father God, that we're declaring the victory in every area of our lives, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And Father God, we pray right now in the mighty name of Jesus for each and every person under the sound of my voice, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, that you would move by your spirit for them right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Meet them at their point of need, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Turn around, oh God, every single situation, Father God. Oh, glory, hallelujah. And drive back every opposing force, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Glory, hallelujah, that has been coming against them, Father God. I thank you, God, for your word that says when the enemy comes in like a flood, you raise up a standard against them, oh God. So I thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, for moving right now for your people, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, on this line, and Father God, your people everywhere, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. I thank you, God. I give you the praise. I give you the glory. I give you the honor. And Father God, I pray right now, Father God, glory, hallelujah, that you're forgiven. Grace, your forgiven mercy, oh God, will be released right now upon this line, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Glory, hallelujah, upon me, upon each and every person, Father God. I ask that you will forgive us right now, Father God, of the sins of omission and commission. Oh God, everything we've done and said that did not line up with your word, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, every thought, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, we cast it down right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And we just thank you right now for soaking us, saturating us and dipping us in the precious blood of Jesus, oh God. Glory, hallelujah, cleansing us right now, Father God, making us pure as the driven snow, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, allowing there to be no, Father God, glory, hallelujah, blockages or no boulders, oh God. Glory, hallelujah, no hindrances, oh God. Oh, God, hallelujah. Nothing standing in the way of you and us right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. But we have a clean slate with you now in the mighty name of Jesus as we have asked for forgiveness on today. Oh, God. Oh, God, we ask that you create in us a clean heart and a right spirit within, and let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in your sight. For, Lord, you are our strength and you are our redeemer, oh, God. And we bless your name, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, for your forgiving grace. Now, Father God, help us, Father God, to forgive ourselves as you have already tossed our sins behind your back into the sea of forgetfulness. And help us, Father God, to forgive others of their trespasses against us, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, because if we don't forgive others, you won't forgive us. That's what your word says, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. So, Father God, help us on today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And, Father God, reach down, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, way down into the corridors and the pit of our hearts, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, and pull out any unforgiveness, anything that's not of you, anything that's not like you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, God, and we praise you, God. And, Father God, we pray right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, oh, God, for hallelujah, the homeless on today. Father God, we pray in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, that you're opening doors, oh God, for them that no man can close. Father God, you're taking them from outdoors. Father God, glory, hallelujah, and those that are desiring and need a home, Father God, glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, that homes are being loosed right now into your people, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, permanent places of residency are being loosed into your people right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And we give you the praise and we give you the glory. And we give you the honor, and we pray for those that are hungry, Father God. We're praying right now, oh, Father God, hallelujah, that, oh, God, that resources, Father God, glory, hallelujah, are being loosed unto them right now, Father God, to get food, Father God, to for the cupboards to be filled, Father God, for the refrigerators to be filled, for their bellies to be filled, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, O God. We thank you, God, that your people shall lack no good thing in the season, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, that you have already stored up the wealth of the wicked for the righteous, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, O God, and we just want to thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah, for feeding, Father God, the hungry, Father God, even if you have to drop down manna from heaven as you did for the children, oh God of Israel, in the wilderness, Father God. Oh God, we receive that too in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And we just want to thank you, God. We want to bless you, God. Glory, hallelujah. And Father God, we're praying for those, oh God, hallelujah, that are sick on today, Father God. We pray right now that your healing virtue is flowing right now on this line, Father God, and to your people everywhere, Father God. Touch right now, Father God, your people from the top of their head to the bottom of their feet, Father God. Every single illness or ailment known to man, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, that it's being eradicated right now and sent back to the dry place in the mighty name of Jesus. And we bind and up that spirit of infirmity right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And we send it back to the pit of hell, oh God. And we just thank you, God, for your healing virtue flowing, Father God. We thank you, God, that it's eradicating every cancerous cell in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you that the healing virtue, Father God, glory, hallelujah, is canceling out, Father God, diabetes, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, canceling out high blood pressure, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And we thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, hallelujah, that dementia, oh God, glory, hallelujah, and Alzheimer's is leaving right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, hallelujah, that you're touching the mind right now, Father God, glory, hallelujah, that you're, oh, God, having a divine mind transfer is taking place right now, oh, God, and you're, oh, God, renewing the minds of your people, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, you're transferring, Father God, that carnal mindset, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and you're downloading the mindset of Christ Jesus into your people right now, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, we thank you, God, and we praise you, God. And, Father God, glory, hallelujah, we binding up this COVID, Father God, glory, hallelujah. We send it back to dry places in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you, God, for healing taking place for those, hallelujah, suffering from the COVID, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, oh God. And we give you the praise and we give you the glory. We give you the honor, oh God. And we binding up colds and flus and sinus infections right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And we thank you, God. We praise you, God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. The migraines and the headaches, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We're sending them back to dry places in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you, God. We give you the praise, we give you the glory, and we give you the honor, oh God. Touch right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, the limbs of your people, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, the arms, the legs, the feet, oh God. Glory, hallelujah, oh God, the hallelujah, the shoulders and necks and backs, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Move by your spirit right now, Father God. We command swelling and edema to go down in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And we thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah, oh God, for what you're doing right now, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh God, touch that thyroid, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, cause it to come under the obedience of your word right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you, God. Touch the throat, Father God, the esophagus, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you right now, oh, God, for what you're doing right now. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. The respiratory system, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Move into the respiratory system, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, those having trouble with breathing, Father God, breathe on them, Father God, and they shall breathe in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Touch those lungs, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, touch that heart, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you, God, for healing of the heart, Father God. We thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, that the blood is flowing and pumping in the heart how you designed it to pump. Father God, it's beating how you designed it to pump. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, we thank you, God, that heart attacks and strokes are being overthrown and cast into the fiery sea right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, we give you the praise. Oh, God, we give you the glory, oh, God. The palpitations have got to go right now back to dry places. Oh, God, that congestive heart failure has got to go right now back to dry places in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. And we thanking you, God, right now. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. And, Father God, hallelujah. Oh, God, get into that stony heart, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Remove it and give the heart of flesh, Father God, right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Give us a heart for you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, like never before, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, we thanking you, God, and we praising you, God. Glory, hallelujah, for giving us, oh God, new levels of intimacy with you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, right now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Oh God, we thanking you and praising you for giving us a made-up mind on today, Father God, to serve you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, like never before, to draw nigh to you, to draw closer to you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, now touch right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah, the spine, Father God, touch it right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, the nervous system, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, touch right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, the bowel area, Father God, we're binding up that irritable bowel syndrome and sending it back to dry places, oh God. Glory, hallelujah, touch right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, the colon area, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we thanking you, God, that those polyps are being eradicated, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, right now, and sent back to dry places, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We thanking you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, that you're healing the prostate right now, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we thanking you, God, right now, oh God. Glory, hallelujah, for touching. Oh God, glory, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah, the memory, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, we thanking you, God, for, oh God, hallelujah, increasing the long-term memory, Father God, and the short-term memory, Father God. We thanking you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah, that you're shifting it right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, and touching the brain, the right hemisphere, the left hemisphere, Father God, the logic department, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, each and every part of that brain, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, that thought system, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, oh God, let the thoughts, oh God, be placed on you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you, God, and we praise you, God. Glory, hallelujah, oh God, and we speak peace, Father God, peace to the mind, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, right now, oh God, glory, hallelujah, for your word says that, oh God, hallelujah, oh God, that you would keep in perfect peace whose minds are stayed on you, Father God, glory, hallelujah, so station our minds to you right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you, God, we praise you, God, glory, hallelujah, and we're casting out, Father God, kidney stones and gallstones right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, and we thank you, God, we praise you, God, glory to your name, Father God, hallelujah, and Father God, hallelujah, get into that stomach cavity, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, that stomach pain has got to go. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you, God. We're praising you, God, right now for victory, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, in the stomach area, the nausea, oh God. Glory, hallelujah, those ulcers have got to go right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Glory, hallelujah, that stomach cancer is leaving right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you, God, and we give you the praise. We give you the glory, hallelujah, oh God, hallelujah. And Father God, hallelujah, touch the equilibrium, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, give balance right now, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, get into the inner ear, Father God, right now, Father God, and restore right now, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you, God, and we praise you, God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. We thank you for doing it for your people, Father God. Every single ailment, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, that these bodies are coming into alignment, divine alignment with your word, Father God, as referenced in Isaiah 53:5, where it says, by his stripes they were healed. So I call your people healed right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you that healing is the children's bread. We thank you, God, for your word that says many are the afflictions of the righteous, but you deliver us from them all, oh God. So we just want to bless you on today, Father God, for divine healing, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And Father God, we're praying for the lost, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray right now, Father God, that they would find you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, oh God, and that they would develop a right relationship with you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. And they would cry out, what must I do to be saved, oh God? Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. And those in the backslidden states, Father God, we call back the backsliders, Father God, the prodigal sons and daughters, back to you, their first love, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Glory to your name, Father God. We thank you, God, and we praise you, God. And Father God, we want to pray for the bereaved on today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, those, oh God, that have lost loved ones, those that are, oh, God, mourning and grieving right now, Father God, those that are preparing to bury their loved ones, Father God. We pray in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, that the Comforter has been sent. We pray, Father God, that you are wrapping your loving arms around them right now, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. We pray, Father God, glory, hallelujah, that you're uplifting them with your mighty right hand, Father God, and giving them strength right now, Father God. We pray in the mighty name of Jesus, they will be the strength for one another, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, that they're walking on one accord. They're walking in love towards one another, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And we pray, Father God, glory, hallelujah, that even as they mourn and grieve, Father God, that they're mourning with hope and faith in you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, that they're reaching way down in their belly and finding a praise, even in the midst of what they're going through, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you, God, and we praise you, God, for meeting every one of their needs by your riches and glory in Christ Jesus, oh God. And we give you the glory, we give you the honor for what you're doing for the bereaved, oh God. And we lift up the children on today, Father God. We pray for the children all over the world, oh God, your young children, your adult children, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We pray right now in the mighty name of Jesus that you're placing a hedge of protection around them, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, that peace is falling upon them right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We pray, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah, that every attack sent from the enemy, Father God, is going right back to dry places in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We pray, Father God, glory, hallelujah, that rebellion is being broken right now and cast into the fiery sea, oh God, and the spirit of obedience is being loosed upon your children all over the world, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And we just want to thank you, God. We want to praise you, God, for stirring up the gifts, Father God, in your children, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, we thanking you, God, right now that they shall walk in the purpose written for their lives, Father God, the reason you created us in the first place, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, I'm thanking you, God, right now that you're placing each and every child on their destiny track, Father God, right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. And they shall discover their purpose in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, I thank you, God. I praise you, God, and we binding up, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. All manners of evil, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Let no evil come to them, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we binding up, Father God, peer pressure. We're binding up, Father God, alcohol abuse and drug abuse, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we bind up the fornication. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you, God, and we praise you, God. Glory to your name, Father God. And Father God, those that are in school, Father God, excel them academically, Father God. Those that are graduating, we thank you for the graduates, Father God. We thank you for the promotion to the next level, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And we're giving you the praise, we're giving you the glory, and we're giving you the honor for them, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah. We binding up, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Suicide thoughts, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, and we speak life and life more abundantly, Father God, over your children, over your people everywhere, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you. And Father God, we are praying for those in utero, those babies in utero, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Let them enter, oh God, the earth realm, oh God, safely, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. All their limbs and organs in one whole, Father God, in one piece, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. We bind and up stillbirths and miscarriages, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, we're binding up every complication, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And we pray for the mothers carrying these children, Father God. We pray in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, that they won't have any complications, that the labor will be easy, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We give you the praise, we give you the glory, and we bind enough postpartum depression, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, and we send it back to the dry place. And we just thank you, God, for the children on today, Father God, young and old, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And Father God, we're praying, oh God, for the elderly on today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We pray, Father God, glory, hallelujah, that you would, hallelujah, strengthen them right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, that you would touch them right now in their bodies from the top of their head to the bottom of their feet, Father God. Any pain, oh God, we're decreeing and declaring that it be eradicated right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We thanking you, God, that you are sending helpers to them, Father God, those that will help them, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, in whatever capacity they need help in, Father God. We praying, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Glory, hallelujah, oh God, that you would send people that would sit and take time with them, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, and be companions and listen to them, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Do it for the elderly right now, oh God, and In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you and we praise you, God. Glory, hallelujah. And, Father God, we're praying for widows, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, that you are comforting them, Father God, that you are strengthening them, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and even in their lonely hours, Father God, glory, hallelujah. I thank you, God, that you are there, Father God, and you are letting them feel your presence, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, I thank you for healing their hearts, mm-hmm. Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and strengthening them now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. I thank you for meeting every one of their needs by your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Oh, God, and Father God, we're praying for the families, oh, God, all over the world, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We pray right now, Father God, that you are restoring the families, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Glory, hallelujah, moving right now in those highly dysfunctional families, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, oh God, and you're causing them to come together, Father God, and walk in love towards one another, Father God. Oh God, and all that bickering and arguing, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, oh God, in those long time, oh God, grudges, oh God. We send them back to dry places in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And we just thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah, that you're bringing it. Bringing families back together. And we pray for the marriages in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, God, that you're moving in these marriages, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, that you're restoring the marriages and you're Satan-proofing the marriages, oh God. And you have a hedge of protection around these marriages, Father God. And you're opening up the lines of communication right now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And the husband and the wives are walking on one accord, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. And they're forgetting about, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, arguments and bickering, Father God, glory, hallelujah. But they're coming together, Father God, glory, hallelujah. And they're seeking you together right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, help them to pray, Father God, together, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, and just walk in love towards one another. Help them to compromise, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. I thank you, God, for what you're doing right now for those that were contemplating divorce and separation, oh, God. I thank you, God, that you're giving them a change of heart right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and they're remembering the commitment to you, Father God, first and foremost, and then the commitment to one another. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, I thank you and I praise you for the marriages, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And Father God, we pray for those that are single, desiring marriage, Father God. We pray in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, that you would, oh God, send them, oh God, a spouse, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, that has a heart for you, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, and even as you preparing them right now, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh God, I thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, that you're bringing the understanding to them what it is to be a spouse, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, glory, hallelujah. You're giving them staying power and waiting power, waiting on you, Father God, not jumping ahead of you, but waiting on you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, to bring it together. And I thank you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, glory, hallelujah, for the singles. Oh, God, glory to your name, Father God. And, Father God, we break right now, Father God, every soul tie, Father God, every unhealth, every soul tie, everything that's not like you, we break and destroy it off of your people right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah for shifting right now for your people, Father God. Shifting the atmosphere, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. We lift up the battered and abused on today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, those that are in unhealthy relationships, Father God, being battered and abused. Oh, God, and we thanking you, God, that you are giving them a way of escape right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. We give you the praise. We give you the glory, oh, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we thanking you, God, that you are restoring and renewing their trust and faith in you, oh, God, and you're allowing them to know that they can make it, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, if they stand next to you and draw close to you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, we give you the praise. We give you the glory. We give you the honor, and we lift up the brokenhearted tonight, Father God, and those that are downtrodden, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, God, for picking up the pieces of the broken heart, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, of restoring, Father God, strength and faith in you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, restoring, Father God, their self-esteem, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. I thank you, God, and I praise you, God. Glory to your name, Father God. And we pray against sin and evil, oh, God. We pray against the heartless person, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, those heart, that sin, those spirit, that evil spirit, that heartless spirit, and we send it back to dry places in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, and we restore, Father God, love over them, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We restore peace to their mind, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We restore strength, Father God. God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and we speak life over them right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, we thank you, God, and we praise you, God. We're giving you the glory. We're giving you the honor for what you're doing right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. And we just loose right now, Father God, your fruit of the Spirit over your people, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We lose peace, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. We lose love, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. We lose happiness, Father God. We lose joy, Father God. We lose patience, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Kindness, Father God. Faithfulness, oh, God. Gentleness, self-control, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. We're binding up turmoil and hate, Father God. We're binding up sadness, Father God. We're binding up anxiousness. We're binding up cruelty. We're binding up disloyalty, Father God. We're binding up confusion, oh, God, cruelty and harshness, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. And we just want to thank you, God. We want to praise you, God. We're giving you the glory and we give you the honor, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and Father God, hallelujah, we pray for our government today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We lift them up before you, the president, the vice president, Father God, the whole White House and the whole cabinet, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We lift them up before you, Father God, and we pray in the mighty name of Jesus that our president and vice president, Father God, would hear you, Father God, as you give instructions on how to run this world, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, not only will they hear, but they will obey, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And, oh, God, uncover every dark thing, every corrupting, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Expose it, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. And restore, Father God, glory, hallelujah, our government back to, oh God, glory, hallelujah, the way you designed it to be, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you, God, and we praise you, God, and we pray for those with court matters. Oh God, our judicial system, oh God, we overthrow, and oh God, the unjust judge, oh God, and those that have upcoming cases, Father God, move by your spirit for them, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. We declare the victory. We declare vindication, Father God, for your people, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And those, Father God, glory, hallelujah, that have been unjustly accused, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh God, we pray for their releases, oh God, from the prisons, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We pray an overturn for them, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you and we praise you, God, and we're praying for those going through procedures and surgeries on today, Father God, in the upcoming days, oh God. Glory, hallelujah, that you will move by your spirit in the OR room and procedure room, Father God, and give them the victory, oh God, in Christ Jesus, oh God. We thank you, God, and we praise you. And we bind it up every principality, every high and haughty thing that would exalt itself against your knowledge and your power. We bind up every wicked plan of the enemy, every trick and trap plan, ploy and plot that he's sent out against your people. Every snare we cast it right back down to the pit of hell in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you for your word that says, no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that riseth in judgment against us shall be condemned. We thank you, God, for victory for your people. Oh, God, we thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, that even the destruction that lays waste at this noonday watch, Father God, we send it back to dry places in the mighty name of Jesus, and we intercept every single fiery dart being launched at your people right now and cast it back down to the pit of hell in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you. We thank you, God, that you are rising up now, oh God, as Jehovah Jabbar, mighty warrior, and you're scattering every single enemy so that you are a strong tower, Father God, and the righteous can run in and be safe right now, Father God. We just want to bless you, God. Glory, hallelujah, for covering us and keeping us and our families. And Father God, glory, hallelujah. Help us, Father God, to walk upright before you, Father God. Help us, Father God, glory, hallelujah, to keep a do-right spirit in this hour, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, until you come, God. Glory, hallelujah. Help us, Father God, to keep our feet planted on the path to righteousness, Father God, and the highway to heaven, Father God, the highway to holiness, Father God. Let our feet not turn, Father God. Let us not look to the left or to the right, Father God, but look up above, oh, God, to the hills from which cometh our help. And we know that our help comes from you, Father God. So we just want to thank you and praise you and bless you. And we pray against backlash and retaliation because of these prayers, Father God. And we thank you, God, right now that while we're yet speaking, you've already answered, Father God. Even those, oh God, those silent prayers, those silent petitions, Father God, you're moving on them now, Father God. And we just want to bless you. We want to thank you. We love you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen and amen. And amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Father God, we just bless you on today. We magnify your holy name, God. We glorify you. We extol you. We exalt you, O God. You are worthy to be praised, O God. Hallelujah, Father God. We love you with all our heart, soul, and strength, O God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we ask you to forgive us for any sins of omission or commission, God. In the name of Jesus, anything that hinders, binds, blocks, prevents, or interrupts us from entering into your presence, O God, we ask you to forgive us for grieving you, offending you, or overriding you in any way, form, or fashion. Father, we thank you for your presence on today. Father, we just pray, O God, hallelujah, even for your intercessors on today. God, we pray for Evangelist Teasley on today. God, we ask you to restore strength into her in the name of Jesus, O God. Heal her body, O God. Comfort her in her breathing, O God, in the name of Jesus. We speak to the airwaves and decree and declare, hallelujah, that everything aligns with the word of God. Hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus, O God. We thank you for her blowing the shofar on today. We thank you for the sound of victory. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We thank you, Lord God, that we are more than conquerors and we are triumphant in you, O God. So we thank you, Lord God, that we are victorious, O God. We are victory livers. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We think we are not victims, but we have the victory in the name of Jesus. And God, we just thank you and we ask you to restore the virtue back into her body, even to Prophetess Pollard on today, O God. We thank you for her. Hallelujah. We ask you to strengthen her in the name of Jesus, O God. Restore virtue back into her, O God. Continue to crown her with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Continue to give her wisdom, knowledge, and understanding to your word of truth, O God. Continue to let your words of wisdom and words of knowledge, hallelujah, and words of understanding continue to be prevalent in her life, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. And we thank you for our overseer of the of intercession, God, Pastor Willinda Brown. God, we ask you to bless her in a special way on today, God. We thank you, oh God, hallelujah, for meeting the needs in her life, God. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. You know the things that she had before you, God. You know the prayers that she had before you, God. So we thank you for her standing in a gap, standing in intercession, and making up the hedge. God bless Sister Pastor Willinda Brown and her family in a special way in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you, hallelujah, for this phone line today, God. We just covered in the blood of Jesus. We cover every listening ear in the blood of Jesus, Father, and we ask that you meet the need of your people today, oh God. Supply all need according to your riches and glory, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that the earth is yours and the fullness thereof, O God. So we thank you, O God, that you will meet all of our needs, O God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, for we were once young and now we're old and we've never saw the righteous forsaken nor see begging for bread. So we thank you, O God, for meeting the need and supplying the need of your people, O God. For you said it in your word that you will do exceeding and abundantly above all that we can ever ask or think according to the power that worketh in us. So we thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for your exceeding blessings on today, O God. We thank you that it works according to the power that works in us. So we thank you, Father, hallelujah, Lord God. Thank you, Father, for meeting the needs on today, God. Hallelujah. We thank you for our leader over this line, O God. Hallelujah, the overseer, O God. Hallelujah, the prophetic, apostolic prophet, hallelujah, Ron Matthews, oh God. We thank you for him today, God. We ask you to continue to crown him with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, oh God. Hallelujah, bless him in a special way, God. We cover him in the blood of Jesus. We bind up every spirit of backlash and retaliation. We bind up every force of darkness that will try to come to hinder, that will try to come to steal, kill, and destroy, oh God, his life or the works that you've given him to do, the assignments you've given him to do. We cancel every assignment in the name of Jesus, and we return it to dark and dry places in the name of Jesus. We command every assignment against our leader over this line, hallelujah, to go, those assignments to go back to the pits of hell, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We lose confusion in the camp of the enemy that will come against LaRon Matthews Ministries, oh God, hallelujah, that will come against Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry, oh God. Hallelujah. We curse every assignment against the leader, hallelujah, hallelujah, of these ministries, oh God. Hallelujah. And we
decree and declare them null and void in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. We bind up every principality and power in the name of Jesus. We take authority over it now. Hallelujah. And we serve every demonic foe notice, hallelujah, that you will not prevail, hallelujah, against the church of the living God. God, we thank you because your promises, hallelujah, are yes and amen. Father God, we thank you because we can do all things through you who strengthen us, oh God, because the joy of the Lord is our strength. So we thank you, Lord God, that you have given our leader a sound mind, oh God, a sober mind, God. We thank you, oh God, hallelujah, that you've given him insight and foresight and hindsight. Oh God, we thank you, Lord God, that we will help to lift up his arms, oh God. We thank you that we will continue to help to serve, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Hallelujah. We shall serve in obedience, oh God, hallelujah, that he will have, hallelujah, give an account for us, oh God, hallelujah, with the spirit of peace, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So God, we ask you to bless his family on today, God, his children, oh God, hallelujah, keep them covered in the blood of Jesus, his new, hallelujah, arrival of a grandchild, God. We ask you to bless them and cover them in the blood. Let not any sickness, disease, or any bacteria, anything that is not like you, let it not attach itself to this baby, Lord God, as it comes forth into this earth, Father. Bless his grandchildren, oh God. Bless his mother and his father in a special way, God, in the name of Jesus. Bishop Nathaniel Matthews and Susan Matthews, God, continue to bless them and strengthen them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Meet the need, oh God. Bless their finances. Bless their resources. Bless their health and their strength. Bless their organs, Father, in the name of Jesus. We lose unity amongst him and his family. We bind up every distraction that will come against him, hallelujah, from his family or any loved one, oh God. Hallelujah. And we decree and declare, hallelujah, he will not be hindered or blocked, but he will be able to do, hallelujah, the work of the Lord without hindrances and blockages. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. So we lose peace, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus over our leader today. Cover him in peace, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Father, we even pray, hallelujah, for the conference that is coming up, oh God, Lifeline Conference, oh God. We ask you to, hallelujah, cover it, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Send your ministering angels. Send your warring angels. Send your messenger angels and your guardian angels, oh God, to come and meet us, oh God, hallelujah, even before we go into, hallelujah, the Lifeline Conference, oh God. Cause your ministering angels to see over the airways, oh God, and over the byways, over those that will be traveling down the road, oh God. Hallelujah. We bind up the hand of the enemy, oh God. We bind up accidents, all trouble, hurt, harm, danger, seen and unseen, in the name of Jesus, over the people that will be coming to the Lifeline Conference. Hallelujah. We decree and declare we will not have any hindrances or any blockages, hallelujah, from bringing, hallelujah, this Lifeline Conference, hallelujah, to the fullness of the Godhead, oh God, of what you decide and what you purpose to do in this Lifeline Conference, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we pray, oh God, for Aretha Bryan, oh God, Dr. Aretha Bryan, God. We ask you to bless her in a special way, oh God. Continue to cover her in the blood of Jesus. We decree and we declare no weapon formed against her shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against her in judgment, we condemn it in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you, oh God, for her servitude, oh God. We thank you for her faithfulness and her obedience, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for the greater works that she do even behind the scenes, oh God. We ask you, hallelujah, to bless her in a special way, oh God. We bring, hallelujah, that which she does, hallelujah, to your remembrance, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And God, we ask you to go in and meet the need, oh God. You know the prayers, oh God, the spoken and the unspoken requests that she had before you, oh God. We ask you to bless her in a special way, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Bless her children, oh God. Bless her grandchildren. Bless her food, her basket, oh God. Bless her resources. Bless her health and her strength, oh God. Bless her family and her loved ones, Father, in the name of Jesus, for her faithful servitude, oh God, to the children of man, oh God, hallelujah, to the earth, hallelujah, to those, hallelujah, that's far and near, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for it in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, bless her, bless her, bless her, we cover in the blood of Jesus, and we thank you for the victory, oh God, hallelujah, that overcomes the world hallelujah, in her life, oh God, and in her family life, Father. We pray for all those leaders that will be speaking, hallelujah, at the Lifeline Conference, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray for Apostle Simmons on today, hallelujah, Apostle Mari Simmons and his wife, hallelujah, Pastor Eugenia Simmons, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, bless them in a special way. Bless their ministry, oh God, hallelujah, Restoration and Truth Ministry. Bless them, oh God. Bless each and every servant, oh God, each and every son and daughter in that church. Bless them, oh God. Meet the need, oh God. Send new souls daily, such as should be saved, oh God, because your word is going forth out of that house, oh God. And you said you would send souls, oh God, hallelujah, daily, such as should be saved. So, God, we ask you to send souls to the man of God and the woman of God, oh God, hallelujah, to help lift up their arms, to help meet the need, to help build, hallelujah, that community and that neighborhood, oh God, and that region, oh God. In the name of Jesus, send the souls that you have called to him, oh God. For he's a mighty apostle, oh God, laying a foundation of good works, oh God, speaking your word like never before, oh God. In the name of Jesus, being able to go in and out, oh God. Hallelujah. So, Father, we ask you to bless him in the city, bless him in the field, oh God. Hallelujah, because he knows how to enter in into your presence and stand in the gap and make up the hedge and meet the need of your people, oh God. So bless him in a special way, oh God. In the name of Jesus, bless his family, Father. Bless his loved ones, his siblings, oh God. Give him a mind, hallelujah, to be saved, oh God. Give him a mind to stand, hallelujah, in the gap, hallelujah, with their brother, oh God, and make up the hedge. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, we ask you to bless Pastor Gainey on today, oh God. In the name of Jesus, you know the things, hallelujah, that she has before you, God. You know the prayers, oh God, hallelujah, that she has before you, oh Father. You said it in your word, the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous man avail much, oh God. So we ask you to cause those prayers to avail, oh God. Cause them to come forth, hallelujah, 30, 60, and 100 fruit, oh God. Hallelujah. Thank you, oh God, for her love and her desire, oh God, to please you, oh God, and to advance your kingdom, oh God. In the name of Jesus, continue to meet the need in her family, oh God. Continue to bless her in a special way, oh God. In the name of Jesus, give her what you would have her to have for us, oh God. Your people, oh God. In the name of Jesus, for the Lifeline Conference, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, oh God, for the Lifeline Conference, oh God. We thank you for the light of the conference, oh God. We thank you, oh God, hallelujah. We ask you to send out your line, oh God, in the north, south, east, and the west, oh God. And we send out a clarion call upon your line, oh God, and call those to wake up, oh God, and call those to hear, oh God, and everybody that is supposed to be a part of, hallelujah, of this conference, oh God. Let them be in the right place at the right time, oh God, to receive the right stuff, oh God. Let them be on post, oh God. Hallelujah. Souls that are saved and souls that are unsaved, in the name of Jesus. We cover this, hallelujah, conference in the blood of Jesus, Father. We pray for Dr. Wilkes on today, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Bless Dr. Carlina Wilkes today, oh God. Oh God, meet the need, oh God. Hallelujah. She has a desire to please you, oh God. So order her steps in your word, oh God. Order her steps to obey your will, oh God, to do what you called her to do, oh God. Give her holy boldness like never before. Remove the hindering force. Remove every blockage in that Evokotaya that will try to come against her, that will try to hinder, oh God. We ask you to continue to crown her with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray, hallelujah, for these conference speakers on today, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for the power of love, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that you send your agape love, oh God. In the name of Jesus, that we love your people, oh God, with your agape love, Father, in the name of Jesus. So we thank you for victory on today. Oh God, we thank you, oh God, hallelujah, for your words of wisdom, oh God, your words of knowledge and your revelation knowledge that shall prevail, hallelujah, amongst these leaders, hallelujah, as they go forth and minister, oh God. Even our pastor and prophet, oh God, LaRon Matthews, God, we thank you, oh God, hallelujah, that they will be walking in the unity and the strength, oh God, hallelujah, and as a threefold cord, oh God, that's not easily broken, oh God, hallelujah, as this conference is on the horizon, oh God, to go forth to bless your people in a special way, Father, in the name of Jesus. God. God, we ask you to bless the Apostle Jacob on today and his wife, oh God. Bless his ministry, oh God. Cover him in the blood of Jesus. Bless the Browns on today, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Bless Brother Lopez on today, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus. Bless my sister Linda Tillman on today, the intercessor, hallelujah, the one that's over intercession, oh God, for Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry, oh God. Bless her in a special way, oh God. Cause her to go on higher heights and deeper depths in you, oh God. Elevate her the more, oh God. Hallelujah. Be glorified in what, hallelujah, she say and do, oh God. Hallelujah. Bless the mothers and the fathers on today, God. Bless, hallelujah, Mother Sydney on today, oh God. We cover her in the blood of Jesus, oh God. We thank you for blessing her to see another year, oh God, another birthday, another born day, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Continue to comfort her heart. God, continue to let your joy be her strength, oh God, and cause her to continue to do all things through you who strengthen her. In the name of Jesus, Father. Father God, we thank you, Father God. Hallelujah, because we wrestle not against flesh and blood, oh God, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this present world, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So we serve every demonic foe notice. Hallelujah, we annihilate you. We annihilate your plans. We lose confusion in the camp of the enemy. We decree and we declare, hallelujah, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue devised against us in judgment we condemn. We are the servants of the Lord, and this is our heritage. Our righteousness is of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, Father God, that you watch over your word to perform it, oh God. We thank you that your word is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, Father, piercing to the dividing of sunder of soul and spirit and joint and marrow, oh God. Hallelujah. And it is the discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. So we thank you, oh God, for the victory, oh, today, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask you to help your people everywhere, oh God. Hallelujah. Those that are sick and those that are studying, oh God, those that have colds, oh God, and this is a basic cold, oh God, or a flu, oh God, and they think it's COVID, oh God. Hallelujah. We ask you to restore their mind, oh God. We bind spirits of fear, oh God, fear that have torment, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we lose some love, oh God. Hallelujah. You said perfect love casts out fear. So we lose power, love, and a sound mind, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Because people get normal colds, Father. Let them not think because they got a cold, they got COVID, oh God. But let them, hallelujah, let them do what they normally would do, hallelujah, if they had a cold or the flu, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I thank you, God, hallelujah, that you heal my body from a head cold, oh God, that I caught from my granddaughter, oh God. But I thank you, oh God, that I never get COVID. I bind spirits of COVID now in the name of Jesus. COVID has no power over me, not even as my granddaughter would give me a cold. I thank you, Lord God, that COVID don't even have the power that my granddaughter has. So I thank you for this victory, oh God, that every cold goes back to where, hallelujah, it was sent from, hallelujah, from darkness, oh God, where the enemy comes in to steal, kill, and destroy, and to bring sickness and infirmities, oh Father God. But we thank you, Lord God, that you came, oh God, that we may have life and have it more abundantly. Oh God, we thank you that you are the balm in Gilead. Hallelujah. You are the great physician, oh God, in the name of Jesus. You took our infirmities and you bear our sicknesses, oh God, and by your stripes we are healed, oh God. You forgive us all iniquity and you heal us all diseases. Hallelujah. We thank you for the healing power. So we bind spirits of cancer in the name of Jesus. We bind, hallelujah, spirits of diabetes. We bind, hallelujah, spirits of murder. We bind everything that is not like you, Lord God. And we command those demonic foes and those demonic spirits and, hallelujah, principalities that have been sent out against the people of God. Hallelujah. We command those spirits to war against each other. Hallelujah, God. Thank you for the victory on today, the victory that overcomes overcometh the world, even our faith. We thank you that we have faith over fear. Faith that moves mountains. The now faith, hallelujah, that is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. The faith that pleases God. But you said without faith, oh God, we can't please you, oh God. But if we have faith, hallelujah, even as a grain of a mustard seed, oh God, we can say to this mountain, be thou moved and cast into the depths of the sea, oh God, and it shall be, oh God. So we thank you for this little tiny bit of grain of faith, oh God, that we have that can move mountains in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, oh God. Father, we thank you that you are the light of the world, oh God, a city set upon a hill, Father. Hallelujah. Let your light shine amongst us, your people, oh God. Let us be beacon light as we walk through this earth, oh God. Let us be beacon light, oh God, as we go through the marketplace, oh God, through the municipalities, oh God. Let us be a light to your people, oh God. Hallelujah, God. You say he that wins souls is wise, oh God. Let us be about the great commission, oh God, and win souls, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Hallelujah. Word our mouth, oh God. Hallelujah. You said if we lack wisdom, let us ask of you who giveth freely and upbraideth not, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, you said, come unto me, all ye that are labor. Hallelujah. Those that are laboring, hallelujah. Those that are working hard, those that are working, hallelujah, even putting money, hallelujah, in bags with holes in it. Even putting their money in the soil that is not bringing forth fruit, oh God. They're laboring hard, oh God, because they're laboring after the world, Father. So God, we ask you to help us, oh God. Help us, your people, oh God, to know to come to you, oh God. Hallelujah. Us that labor, oh God. Us that labor. Lord God, let us labor in you, Father, oh God, that the wind will not come, oh God, and blow our fruit away, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. You said, let us come into you, oh God, all that labor and our heavy laden, Father. Those that are heavy laden, oh God, hallelujah, those that are hopeless, oh God, those that are carrying false burdens, oh God, in the name of Jesus, false weights, oh God, an imperfect balance, oh God, strange fire, oh God. Hallelujah. Those that are heavy laden, oh God, with sin and iniquity, oh God. Those that are heavy laden in wickedness, oh God. Hallelujah. Let us come into you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Those that even turn their backs on you, oh God. Those that even proclaim to be atheists, oh God. For you said in your word, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. Oh God, but those, hallelujah, know, need to know, Father, cause them to know your hand is not short, that you cannot save, your ear is not too small, you cannot here, oh God. Hallelujah. But they can be forgiven, oh God. Even those that have turned, hallelujah, and turned their back, hallelujah, into worshiping the devil, Father. We cancel those assignments of devil worship. Sex trafficking in the name of Jesus. Children trafficking, human sacrifice, pedophiles, homosexuality, hallelujah, bestiality, everything that is not like you, we cancel those assignments in the name of Jesus, oh God. Hallelujah, the Illuminati, oh God. Hallelujah, the secret societies, oh God, the elite people, oh God, those that are trying to depopulate us, oh God, those that are trying to kill us and destroy us, oh God, we bind those powers in the name of Jesus, and we command them to humble themselves. We command them to bow down to worship the true and living God in the name of Jesus. Father, you said all sin is forgiven, but that which you blaspheme the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, is not forgiven. Hallelujah, they blaspheme, hallelujah, your Holy Spirit, your Spirit of truth, your word, oh God, your comforter, your helper, your prayer creed, oh God. If they blaspheme your presence, hallelujah, that comes to help, hallelujah, to do what you have caused us to do, hallelujah, they shall not be forgiven, oh God. So let them know, oh God, hallelujah, whatever sin they have done, oh God, in darkness, oh God, they can be forgiven and walk into the marvelous light, Father, in the name of Jesus. So let them lay down their own works, oh God, hallelujah, the works of the flesh, oh God, the pride of life, the lust of the eye, oh God. Let them lay down their works, oh God, hallelujah, let them take their yoke, yoke. Hallelujah, the yoke that you have given us, oh God. Let them come into you, oh God. Hallelujah, labor, oh God. Hallelujah, in you, oh God. Hallelujah, Father. In the name of Jesus, let them know as they labor in you, oh God, they will find rest to their souls, oh God. You said, take your yoke, oh God, upon us and learn of you, oh God. In the name of Jesus, you said you are meek and lowly, oh God. You will not even give them a hard time, oh God. You are, hallelujah, hallelujah, you are low, oh God. You told us to come in a broken and a contrite spirit, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, with the spirit of forgiveness, oh God. Hallelujah, with the spirit of repentance, oh God, to turn from our evil and wicked ways, oh God. To take your yoke upon them, hallelujah, and learn of you, oh God, because you are meek and you are lowly, oh God. You're standing at the door and you're knocking on. You're standing at the door and you're knocking on their doors, oh God. You're asking, oh God, hallelujah, for them to open the door unto you, oh God. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. You said if they seek, they shall find. If they knock, the door shall be open, oh God. Hallelujah. He said if they ask, it shall be given to them. So even as you stand on their door and knock, oh God, they need to, if they miss the knock, God, hallelujah, let your people hear your knock, oh God. Hallelujah, let them knock on your door, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you that your yoke is easy, oh God. Hallelujah, your burden is light, oh God. Hallelujah, we thank you, Lord God, that they shall find rest unto their soul, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, you said those that believe will enter into your rest, Father. Oh God, the world is hurting, oh God. Oh God, let them look to the hill from which cometh their help, Father. For all their help comes from you, Father. You are the maker of heaven and earth, oh God. Let them look to the hill from which cometh their help, oh God. Help your people, oh God. Hallelujah, they're giving up, oh God. They're throwing in the towel, Father. But you said those that endure to the end, the same shall be saved, oh God. Hallelujah, I once had found myself comprehended, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. You said, hallelujah, hallelujah, to look, oh God, forward unto you, oh God, to look not back, oh God, hallelujah, but to press, oh God, to the mark for the prize of the high calling of God, which is in Christ Jesus, oh God, to talk not their self to have apprehended, oh God, hallelujah, but forget those things which are behind, oh God, and to look, hallelujah, and come into the presence of you, Father, hallelujah, to look to you, oh God, hallelujah, you are our helper, oh God, hallelujah, you are a great, hallelujah, reward of them that give diligently seek you, Father. So we thank you for the victory. We bind up sickness and disease. We bind up infirmities amongst your people, God. How sick and let it be, O Sire. For many are walking around as if with a spirit of leprosy, O God. How sick and let it be, O Sire. We bind those spirits, O God, of uncleanness, O God. And we lose the spirit of cleanliness, O God. We lose the spirit of regeneration, rejuvenation, your word, O God. Refresh, revive, restore, renew, O God, your people, O God, that are in darkness, that are in uncleanness, oh God. Heal, deliver them, and set free, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Make whole on today, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we lose unity in the body of Christ, oh God. We lose that we come together, hallelujah. Hallelujah, we are our brothers and our sisters' keeper, oh God. Let us not be in division, oh God, but let us know, oh God, hallelujah, let us manifest, oh God, you are the head and we are the body, oh God, and we are many members, oh God, and we function together, oh God, and we will not say to the toe, we have no need of you, oh, we will not say to the hand, we have no need of you, but we will operate, hallelujah, in our part in the body, oh God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, let us function, oh God, hallelujah, as a body, oh God, how second and not in division, oh God, harden that most time, but let us function in a greater capacity, hallelujah, even than the world, oh God, let it be manifest amongst your people, oh God, let it be manifest amongst amongst your church, oh God. Let them see the unity. Let us see the love, oh God, amongst one another, oh God. You said they shall know us by our love. Hallelujah. So, God, let them know us by our love for one another, oh God. Hallelujah. The world is setting up for one another, oh God, and they're supporting one another, oh God, in the things that they do, oh God. Hallelujah. We thank you for the greater works, oh God. Hallelujah. That you place in us, oh God. For you said greater is he that is in us, hallelujah, than he that is in the world, God. So you are the greater he that is in us, oh God. Hallelujah. Than he that is in the world. So, Father God, we thank you. Hallelujah. For the greater works in the name of Jesus that's coming forth. We decree and declare, hallelujah, to spread over this earth, oh God, like a blanket, oh God, where the body of Christ is being exalted, is being risen up, oh God. Hallelujah. Even as they moan and groan for the manifestation of the sons of God, God. I thank you, Father God, that they are coming forth in the mighty name of Jesus. I decree and declare that the sons of God are being manifested in the earth, oh God. I thank you, Lord God, that your visions and your mysteries, oh God, hallelujah, are being manifested in the earth, oh God. I thank you that they're laying hold and hallelujah of your revelation, oh God. For you said no revelation is of any private interpretation, oh God. So we ask that you move forth your revelation, Father. For you said write the vision and make it plain upon tables, that he that readeth it may run, oh God. For the vision is just for a point of time, but at the end it shall speak and not tarry. Lord, tarry, wait for it. It shall surely speak. It shall surely come to pass. So, God, we thank you that your word is coming to pass. We thank you, Lord God, that you have endowed us with power from on high in the name of Jesus. So we thank you that your word is coming forth first at Jerusalem, then to the uttermost parts of the world, earth, in the name of Jesus. So, God, let your power, hallelujah, that you have endowed us with in Jerusalem, oh God, even as on the day of Pentecost, oh God, hallelujah, when they were in the room, oh God, hallelujah, let your power go to the manifest, oh God, hallelujah, that those in the world, oh God, will know, hallelujah, the children of the living God. They will know us by our love. They will know us by the power you have put down on the inside of us. Hallelujah, they will know us not, hallelujah, by power, by might, but it's by your spirit that the power manifests through us, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father God, we just bless you. We praise you on today. We thank you, Father, for this victory. We thank you for this victory that overcomes the world. We thank you for the roar of the lion of the tribe of Judah. That is more than triumphant, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that we lay hold to the horns of the altar, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that we have this anchor of our soul, oh God, both sure and steadfast, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, the teachers, and the apostles, oh God. We thank you for the ministrations, the helps, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, oh God, for the fruits of the Spirit, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for the ministration, oh God. We thank you that we're coming in order, oh God, for we shall do all things indecently and in order, Father. Let the spirit of excellence be upon the body of Christ as a whole, oh God, as the universal church, Father. Hallelujah. Let the spirit of excellence be upon the church, oh God. Oh God, let your light shine, oh God. Send your ministering angels of light, oh God, to send forth the message to your people, oh God. So let us come together, oh God. Let us be gathered together, oh God. Let us assemble together, oh God, to assemble together this great exceeding army, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, you said you would separate the wheat from the tares, oh God, according to your will, so that they will know us by our love, and they will know us, hallelujah, by who we serve, hallelujah, which is the greater one on the inside of us. So, Father God, I thank you, hallelujah, for the opportunity, hallelujah, to bless your name on today over the, hallelujah, airways and phone lines in the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah, we thank you that you watch over your word to perform it. Hallelujah, we have this confidence in your word, oh God. Hallelujah, that we ask anything according to your words, you hear us. So we thank you, God, that your promises are yes and amen. Hallelujah. So we thank you, oh God, for what you're doing for us and what you're going to do. Hallelujah. Thank you for the victory. Thank you for purpose. Thank you for destiny. Hallelujah. Thank you for clarity. Thank you for insight. Thank you for being, hallelujah, our covering, oh God. Thank you that you hide us under the shadows of your wings, oh God. Thank you, Lord God. We're excited, oh God. We have great expectation, oh God. Hallelujah. We delight in you, oh God. And you said you take pleasure in the prosperity of your servants, oh God. You delight, hallelujah, in us, oh God. And we delight to do thy will. Hallelujah. So we thank you, hallelujah, for the prayers, the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous that avail much. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that your promises are yes and amen. In Jesus' great and mighty name we pray. Thank God. Thank God. Amen.
Glory to God. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you right now for all that you're doing for us, in us, and through us. And God, we're standing on your word, God. You said in Revelation 1 and 8 that you are the Alpha and you are the Omega. You are the beginning. You are the end. You are the first. You are the last, which was, which is, which is to become, God Almighty. And Lord, we're standing on your word, God. God, as the people of God receive and hear, God, in the name of Jesus. You said that a threefold cord is not easily broken. And God, we come together right now and attach the frequency of sound with the sound of the kingdom of God, in the name of Jesus. God, we embrace the breakthrough and the healing on today, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now for your mighty hand and your mighty presence. You said in your word that they that know their God will do great exploits. And God, we thank you for the mighty exploits for what you're doing right now concerning the people of God, in the name of Jesus. You said in your word in John 3:16, Lord, you so loved the world that you gave your only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in you will not perish but have everlasting life. Now, God, we're walking in a place of transformation in your word and in your will now, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we lift up the broken and the destitute in the name of Jesus. Lord, those that are sick, Lord, and shut in, God, in the name of Jesus. Let your healing presence go about touching, Lord, healing, Lord. As Jesus came into the city, he went about healing those that were sick and those that had disease. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we thank you right now for you touching the mind of your people, God. We thank you for the words that have been sent out. As you said in Psalms 107 and 20, Lord, you sent your word and you healed them and you delivered them from all destruction. In the name of Jesus, Father, I thank you right now for this day and this hour, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you right now for the turning point of the turning around. In the name of Jesus, you said in Deuteronomy 2 and 1, you said to the, by way of Moses, you said, turn ye northward. You've been around this mountain too long. God, we decree and declare every mountain in our life, God, that we've been going around in our thoughts and in our mind, God. God, we decree and declare, Lord, that we're turning to you, God, and turning from those things that are not good for us. In the name of Jesus, Father, I thank you right now. I thank you for working things out for the men and women of God from the east coast to the west, from the north, God, to the south, God. You covering the borders, God. In the name of Jesus, you cover those that are on the west coast, God, from the state of Washington, God, all the way to Alaska, God, at the tip, God. In the name of Jesus, God, move over those in Oregon, Lord. You touch, heal, and deliver those, God. In the name of Jesus, touch them in Wyoming, Lord. Touch them in California, God. In the name of Jesus, touch them right now in Nevada, Lord. Touch them right now, Lord Jesus, in the bottom of the boot, God, of Texas, Lord. In the name of Jesus, touch them in Oklahoma, in New Mexico, in Arizona, God. In the name of Jesus, touch them those in the Dakota, North Dakota, and South Dakota. In the name of Jesus, you touch them, God, and build their heart up, God. In the name of Jesus, touch those, God, in Wisconsin, in Minnesota, Lord. In the name of Jesus, let your power be released over them and through them, God. in the name of Jesus. Let your glory be personified in their homes, in their houses, God. In the name of Jesus, you touch those in Michigan, Lord. You touch them right now in Ohio, Lord. You touch them right now in Indiana, in Illinois, God. God, in Kansas, in Missouri, God. In the name of Jesus, you touch them, God. Make a way out of no way for your people right now. In the name of Jesus, saturate them with your glory and your power, God. In the name of Jesus, God, you move to the East Coast, and you saturate the East Coast with your power and your anointing, God. In the name of Jesus, move over Delaware, move over right now, God, Maine, move in Massachusetts, God. In the name of Jesus, you cover them in New York, God. Let your perfect will be done. Cover them in Vermont and cover them in Delaware, God. In the name of Jesus, cover them, Lord Jesus, in Pennsylvania, God. Let your will be done over them in them, God. You cover those, Lord Jesus, in New Jersey, Lord, in North Carolina, in South Carolina. God, cover them in the District of Columbia. Cover them in Maryland, God. In the name of Jesus, let your glory be released over them, God. In the name of Jesus, cover them in Virginia, in West Virginia. Cover them in the Carolinas, God, South Carolina and North Carolina. In the name of Jesus, make a way for them, God. Cover them in Georgia, Lord. Cover them in Tennessee, God. Cover them in Arkansas. Cover them right now in Mississippi, God. Cover them in Alabama, God. Cover them in Georgia, Lord. Let your power be released, God. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you right now for the power of the break of anointing, God. We thank you right now for going inside and setting them free, God. In the name of Jesus, cover them in Louisiana, Lord. Let your will be done, God. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you right now. We thank you right now for covering them in the Potomac, God. Cover them in the Pacific, God. Cover them, God, right now in the Gulf of Mexico, Lord. Cover them right now in the mountain zone. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you right now for your mighty hand over those states, God. Move over all 50 governors of each and every state, God. In the name of Jesus, move over all 435 congressional offices in their seat, God, moving their committee and subcommittee. In the name of Jesus, let your word be manifested. In the name of Jesus, let your glory be manifested in those congressional offices, God, while they're dealing with special interest groups, God. In the name of Jesus, let your glory, God, cover those in Kentucky, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you right now for doing a border patrol. Angels of the living God, we command you to move in the name of Jesus over this land. And we come against bullying spirits. We come against stronghold of demonic forces in spirit that have been launched against the kingdom of God. In the name of Jesus, God, move by your power. We come against trafficking spirit, spirit that's trafficking in the earth realm, human trafficking. In the name of Jesus, we overrule diabolical spirit that monitors the mind of the people and the seat of their emotion, God. In the name of Jesus, in all psychotropic medication, experimental medication that been researched and studied, God, and using the mind of your people, God, move over those people, God, in the name of Jesus. We know that some of these drugs, and most of them are not approved by the Drug Administration, Food and Drug Administration, but they use as a decoy. And God, I bind up the decoy at the hand of the enemy. You're exposing the demonic spirit, God, of noble birthing. In the name of Jesus, you're binding up the spirit of hidden society in ancient spirit, God. In the name of Jesus, you're loosing your power against the UFO, unidentified flying object. But God, there's an object greater than that. Your angels of the living God go in and arrest portals that have been opened up by demonic spirits and sent in by Asmodeus, ancient spirit. We come against it right now. We bind up the dragon spirit. In the name of Jesus, we come against reptilian spirit that operates through spiritual
I come against cult spirit and I bind up demonic cult in blood sacrifice, in human sacrifice. Satan, the Lord God rebuke you. We bind your spirit up. We cease your activity in the land. In the name of Jesus, we come against witch candles and voodoo boards and Ouija boards and candle worship and pagan worship. In the name of Jesus, we come against blood sacrifice. We take authority right now over the hand of the enemy. Satan, the Lord God rebuke you. We come against chemical imbalances, chemtrails and atmosphere. Sun God is the worship of the sun God. In the name of Jesus, ancient land and property that demonic spirits have been on, we bind them up right now. We overrule land surveys by demonic spirits. In the name of Jesus, we come against the soul man. We come against the soul man assignment. In the name of Jesus, move by your power, God. Bring us out, God. Bring your people to deliverance. Let your hand be upon their life. In the name of Jesus, let your glory be revealed, God. In the name of Jesus, let your hand move over them, God. In the name of Jesus, we come against false principalities and power, God. We bind up illegal spirits. We come against Nephilim, demonic spirits that are fallen angels. We come against the strong man, those that worshiping deities, false deities, God, under religious banners and religious institutions. We expose the hand of the enemy. Bring them into the knowledge of the truth of your word. In the name of Jesus, God, we decree and declare every demonic spirit that operate in night realms through the night watch, God, we overturn your diabolical activity. In the name of Jesus, singing the Lord God rebuke you. We come against vertigo that operate through the balance of the being of the mind, through blood pores and blood vessels. In the name of Jesus, Satan, the Lord God rebuke you. Loose that woman, loose that man. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for the victory. We thank you for the breakthrough, God. We thank you for the power, God. In the name of Jesus, move up demonic telecommunication. God, we come against teleporting spirit. We come against it and pull it down. Monitoring spirit, God. We bind it up, God. Spirit of astral projection. We bind up astral projection that operate through the mind, a sensory of the mind. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we operate through the spirit realm, that operate through sensory of sound, in the inner ear of the drum. In the name of Jesus, we command you to loose your hope, and we break through Shandaha, Likadalabosha. God, we thank you right now for the glory of power, God, being released over your people, God. I come against spirit of distraction that move against the spirit of the anointing. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, let your glory be real. Father, we thank you for it right now. And we give you praise, glory, and honor right now in the name of Jesus. Now, God, we landlock the words. And we decree and declare that your word will not fall on fallow ground, God. The fall on ground that will be solid over the mind of your people, God. Cover them right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. So to the person that's sitting in the car right now thinking, God, I bring that spirit under arrest. I send the word to that person that's texting, even while we're praying, God. Monitoring spirit, I bind up that texting spirit. I come against the strong man right now in the name of Jesus. We overrule that diabolical activity, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We come against the strong man, God. We come against that wearying and wondering mind, God, in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare it shall be done by 3 p.m. today, God, for that person right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now for your glory and honor. We thank you for that mother. Touch her right now. We thank you for that father, God. You're moving over right now. We thank you for that person getting ready to go to court for that case, God. It's going to be settled. God's going to favor you right now. I'm prophesying even while I'm praying. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you right now. We thank you for turning it around, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you right now for the open door. God, we thank you right now. We lose Revelation 3 and verse number 7. It just said to the angel that the church at Philadelphia write these things. They that are holy or they that have the key of David. God, you said you open and you shut it. And you shut it and you open. Set before us an open door that no man shall shut. And you're shutting doors that no man shall open because thou have little strength and I'm not denied your name. We thank you right now for the open door that's being opened to some of you right now. I'm prophesying into your life right now. You're getting ready to walk into open doors. God, we thank you for the open door that's getting ready to be open to you. Open doors, open portals, open rams, open things in the mind, things that will be shut to you. It shall open. God said I can handle it. Take a leap into my presence, and I'll do it for you. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you. God, we thank you for the mutable seeker, for the mutable sign to be open. God, we thank you for the newness of life, newness of your power, newness of your glory. We thank you right now for bringing an anastake, bringing us to God, that you're speaking the word unto them. You're giving them understanding. Hallelujah. We thank you for clarity and understanding. You're highly favoring your people in this season. Father, we thank you. Now, for we thank you for the loosing. We thank you for the binding in the mighty name of Jesus. And we give you praise, glory, and honor for the things that you're doing right now. And now by the power of God and by the authority of God and by the ability of Almighty God in the name of Jesus, we pray. Thank God. Hallelujah. And it is so. Amen to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Bless the name of the Lord. And the name of the Lord is a strong tower. And the righteous runneth into an upstate. There's a breakthrough just hit somebody right there. Ooh, shanabaseke. You're in a breakthrough right now. Some of you are living on the prophetic word that was spoken in your future. And you're watching the manifestation of the prophetic word that was spoken before you even knew you were where you were at right now. There's prophetic declaration being released to those who have declared the presence of God. You're in that place right now. Your prayers have reached a manifested place in God. And the thing that you prayed about, some of you in less than 24 hours, mark my word on this. Mark my word on this. Less than 24 hours, you're going to see some things that will prophesy being manifested for. They ain't going to be in the spirit realm. They're going to be in coming to pass. Check your email. Get ready for phone calls. Old addresses. There's some of you right now who moved from different places. There's stuff looking for you right now. There's a letter on a mail room right now. Somebody got a letter in the mail room right now that you were waiting for. And I'm almost looking like, is it two years, two months? It's been waiting. And they don't even have your name, but they have an old address. I prophesy the old address don't interfere with the new address. Oh, I felt an anointing on that one. There's some old people, old addresses that you're carrying around. You need to release them so you can get into the new address so that the spirit of God will manifest itself for you right now. There's some old phone numbers that are in other people's names right now. Your phone number will put in a pool. Oh, shit, I have to see it right now. And someone else had that number. And someone had called that old number. And the people telling them, this is not the new number. And they said, do you know the person who had this number? It's important that we hear from them. Oh, look at God. Look at the Holy Spirit. I can see it in the spirit realm. That the old number you had. So be very careful when you continually change numbers. You're trying to change the number from your enemy, and you miss the number that could have blessed you. But I prophesy into the spirit realm that God turn it in your favor right now. In the name of the Lord. In the name of the Lord. There's somebody got an old resume. I can see it's a resume with your name on it, and it's an old number. And that resume, ooh, thank you, Holy Ghost, been sitting on that desk in 2018. They had it in a file. Something happened in 2019 and 2020. The company shifted. Now the company is getting ready to prosper, and they went in a file and found your resume. Ooh, good God Almighty. They found your resume, and they're trying to call you. You're not at that address, and neither do you have that number. Everything has changed. But I prophesy that they connect with you. I prophesy that they connect with you. Ooh, glory to God. It is so in the name of the Lord. There's somebody right now
You've been dealing with somebody in human resource. And the person in human resource don't want, listen to me. Thank you, Holy Ghost, because I'm looking at the office right now. And the human resource, you think the person in human resource is for you. That person don't like you. They're not in your favor. They're smiling like they're working it. And your resume ain't even brought before the proper people. I'm prophesying right now that position in human resource that you've been asking for is going to shift. You were thinking it's human resource purpose. They say, oh, we got your resume. We're looking at it now. I'm telling you, these are the words. I'm hearing you right now. When we done, now you can come off mute and say that. They've been telling you, you're a valuable person. We got you selected, and they ain't even thinking about you. They're not even studying you. They're talking games. I go into the game. I prophesy into the false games today that people are playing right now. Oh, God, 24 hours, show my defeat. Show my people my word that it's going to come to pass. Show my people my anointing is coming to pass. Show my people that I'm in a manifested place. Show my people they're in a season of victory. Show my people they will not be destroyed. Show my people, lead my people to me and watch my hand move, says the Spirit of the living God. Lead my people and watch them move. They're going to come through. They're going to break through with power and authority. You're going to break through with a greater understanding. Show my people their transgression and watch me lead them down the path of righteousness for my name's sake. Name's sake. Name's sake. Name's sake. Name's sake. Who is he? Elohim, all-powerful one. He's El singular. All strong. He's El Elyon, the most high God. He's Al Shaddai, the all sufficient one. He's El Olam. He's the everlasting God. He's Jehovah Yahweh, the self-existent one. He's Jehovah Elohim, the Lord as creator. He's Jehovah Jireh, the Jehovah will provide. He's Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah will heal. He's Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah is the banner. He's Jehovah Shalom, he's your peace of God. He's Jehovah Shammah, the Lord is there. He's Jehovah Tiskanu, the Jehovah, God of righteousness. He's El Gabor, Jehovah El Gabor, God Almighty. He's Jehovah Nakadish, God the Sanctified. He is all in all. He's all in all. He's omnipotent. He's omniscient. He's Jehovah Rapha. He's the Lord of Shepherds. He's Jehovah Sabbath. He's the Lord of the house. He's Jehovah the living God. God give his strength. He's King of kings. He's Lord of lords. He's Ancient of Days. He's God of God. He's omnipotent. He's omniscient. He's your strength. He's your redeemer. He's the old. He's the God of Sinai. The God that giveth law. He's the rock. The God that giveth strength. He's Savior. The God that's necessary. The God of the rescue. He's the Ancient of Days. The God of the global authority. He's Father. The God of family. He's God of the Lord. He's Lord of Lords. The great and mighty. He's attributes of God. He's compassionate God. He's merciful God. He's the holy God. He's the loving God. He's the Spirit of God. He's all in all. He's omnipotent. He's for you today. There's a move of God happening in the next 24 hours. Those who've been fasting with a time to give you a shot. God then already turns up the heat on your enemy. He turns up the heat on your flesh. He's craving your flesh, and he's releasing your anointing because he's turning up the heat. The heat is on in this season. The heat is on in this hour. Walk in that power. Walk in that presence. Walk in that glory. Walk in that strength. Walk in that breakthrough, and watch him move over you. The glory of God being released over you now. The next 24 hours. Woo. The next 24 hours. I mean, your life will never be the same. I mean, you've been waiting for years for this moment. You ain't seen nothing yet what the Holy Ghost is going to do on your behalf. Those ancient spirits are Baphomet. Can't stop what God is doing right now. It will not destroy the work of the kingdom of God. You've been slated for where you are and where you're about to go. Hallelujah. Business people, know what you need right this moment. Know what you need right this moment. Adam, waiting for something in the area of housing, governmental housing, rental. Watch what God is going to do for you. I'm going to say between 8 and 11. I see a number between that number. Watch what the Holy Spirit does to you. The Holy Spirit is very sensitive, not senseless, very sensitive to your call and your cry right now. That person that's dealing with that gastro issue right now, the Lord is going inside you right this moment. He's dealing with your gastro system. Gastrologist, I hear this clear as day. The gastro system is being healed right now. The knot in the gastro part of your system is being healed this very moment. You will not, from this moment on, what I just spoke before, never have an issue ever again in that area. You have been instantly healed now in the name of the Lord. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Oh, yes, he is. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. And yes, you who said, when I spoke of the gastro person, you was speaking, and the Lord said, your request has been granted to. You were tapping into that. Your request has been granted to. Whatever you've been asking, Lord, your request. Yes, you. You who've been having a female issue. Your request has been granted just this moment too. Right now. It's done. Right now. In the name of the Lord. It is so. By the power and authority, it is so. Woo, good God Almighty. You know, it's so interesting how many of us, we were at a breaking point. Some of you right now. You with me right now. You were at a breaking point where it looked like the enemy was coming in with slick stuff, deceiving stuff. It looked like it was going to break your will. You almost were going about to lose it. Man, somebody just crossed over. See, you were at a breaking point where the enemy wanted you to say yes to a no, and it would have broke you, set you back some years. But you stayed the course, and you entered into a sound. Somebody just missed it. You stayed the course, and you just entered into a sound that shifted your life forever. And watch what God's getting ready to do for you in the next 24 hours. You can mark my word on that. And this is what the Holy Spirit just said. He said, it makes no difference what time zone they're in. My word don't change the time zone. Woo, good God Almighty. Hallelujah. I felt that in the spirit. No matter what time zone you're in, my word don't turn. My word don't change because of a clock. My word don't change because of zone. See, the problem with us, we put God in a zone. He doesn't operate in zone. He's a power. He operates from eternity. So there's no zone in eternity. Except everything you need when you deal with the Holy Ghost. Oh, the Holy Ghost is a gentleman. We bless the Lord for you. Oh, thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. The enemy, what he wanted to cause corruption in or corrupt you, he would not corrupt you. I'm breaking up demonic corruption. Corruption. The enemy wanted to corrupt us. I'm getting what God has for us. You in your now tithe of what God is going to do. Mm-hmm. Hey, you're in it right now. Oh, good God Almighty. That's what we said. Thank you for those that just jumped on. You jumped on in a miracle. You didn't even know where you just came from. You jumped on right in the middle of a miracle. Thank you, woman of God, for calling them, tell them jump on. You can go ahead and call somebody else. They can get in this prophetic realm. I'm telling you, something is happening right now. It's happening right now. While I'm speaking, it's happening right now. Matter of fact, there's what I'm watching in my atmosphere. because it got to be in your atmosphere. I'm watching a hub of angels sitting there. And in my atmosphere, it's like they're looking at me saying, where do you want us to respond? And how do you want us to respond? Because we're ready to move on the sound of the kingdom of God in you. Somebody write that down. They're saying we're ready to move on the sound of the kingdom of God in you. They're ready to work. They're ready to work. They're on a mission because they have eternal permission to follow the sound of your obedience. Woo, good God Almighty. That's powerful. I can't say that again. I tried to build up, I mess it up. They're on a mission because they have permission from eternity to follow the sound because of your obedience to God's mission. I probably won't say that again, but we're in there. Oh, good God Almighty, I feel this thing in my spirit. It's right there. It's plugged in. You plug it in. Ooh, go ahead. So go ahead. That person right there, you say you got to plug in that cell phone. I hear you. I'm looking at you right now. You're like your charger about to go in. Go ahead, plug it in. When you plug it in, you just plugged into a next level. Trust me, you can say, I'm plugging into the next level. I'm plugging into this thing because God has done something immediately for you. Immediately for you. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Oh, I bless the Lord today for what he's done on your behalf. I bless the Lord for what he has released on your behalf. I bless the Lord for you. In the mighty name of Jesus, I bless the Lord for you right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, it is so. It is so. It is so. In the name of the Lord. God has proven himself to you in this season. And he's showing you what he's going to do on your behalf. Your faithfulness has opened up a powerful door for your life. Your faithfulness here. The faithfulness of God has opened up doors you wouldn't even imagine. Your faithfulness has opened up the door. If you didn't even imagine. It's because of the presence of God and the glory of God. I bless the Lord right now. I'm celebrating his very present help in time and need for you today. I thank God. Oh, I thank God for the unusual presence of God moving at this moment. We bless the Lord today for you and what he's doing in you and through you. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, for your people, and thank you, God, for the victory. Thank you for what you're releasing, and thank you for what you're doing. In the mighty name of Jesus, it is so, for the kingdom of God is at hand right now. It's at hand right now. At hand too. And I bless the Lord for what the Lord is doing in your life. Hallelujah. There's someone you're on right now, and I want to use the prophetic wording. You needed a confirmation. I hear you in the spirit. Okay? And then there's someone else that said, what I'm sharing is confirmation. And I bless the Lord for both of you. But here's when you're in an atmosphere of prophetic power and anointing. Confirmation is for you. But receiving the prophet is obedience for you. Let me tell you why. I gotta go here because I want people to understand that. See, when Old Testament prophets came on the scene, Old Testament received, New Testament precedes. So when a prophetic word is spoken to the exact of your confirming, the prophet is releasing. I hope this makes sense. Let me do a little quick teaching here. See, when you confirming, the prophet is releasing because he's released what was firm in you, confirmed, something that's firm. But he releasing what's firm into the presence for God. So when you receive the prophet in the name of the prophet, you receive it, the prophet reward. And that word reward in the Greek means access. You confirm, but you now have access to what's confirmed because you receive the word of God. I hope this is blessing somebody. Because oftentimes, people have been waiting for confirmation for years and years, but they never received the servant that God was sending. So they would say, oh, that's confirmation. Absolutely. But Jesus never needed a confirmer. He needed a receiver because everything came from eternity, from power. Oh, preach, man. This is powerful right here. It's blessing me. Thank you. This angel just like throwing this to me. Because when it's already confirmed, he needed no one to confirm he was what he was. He is who he is. He is the I am that I am. He was not only begotten or beloved, he was of the beloved and the begotten. So therefore, when you heard Yeshua, you heard origin. When you hear Jesus, you hear translation. So under translation and confirmation, you hear Ah, Yahweh, Yah, Yah. He is omnipotent. So when he steps into you, you become present. So you don't become confirmed, you become anointed. I'm preaching to somebody. So when you hear a prophet speak, he doesn't need confirmation. He needs you to receive it so you can have access because you have a lot of people just receivers but never become achiever of what was accessed by the sound of the mysteries of the kingdom of God. I'm preaching to somebody today. I hope you're getting this today because you only got one shot to do this. I told you my life is shifting right now. So when you hear the word of God, you hear the prophetic sound you up, not only confirm, but it gives you access to the place in the presence of God. See, many people, I'm telling you in an hour right now, where folks dealt with you in the last season will not be able to deal with you in this season. Because in this season, what God is doing, he's setting a platform for his anointed men and women of God. Because you have a lot of institutionalized people who won't make moves right now because they feel what I call COVID-bound and not prophetically sanctioned. So you have people's mind still warped with the seed of the sound of noble birthing and not the presence of the glory of God for the next move. Because there's a move coming in the land. It's coming, I'm telling you, it's coming. And it's coming so quickly. That's why most of the world felt like they were dealing with some stuff in their mind. But what God was doing, he was accelerating you in your mind. So by the time you thought of something, you were already in something new. By the time you got it or received it, you were already somewhere else. Because he's accelerating you. Now, when I'm saying accelerating you, actually, what he's doing is he's moving you from time into matrix. Oh, shot. He's taking you from one estate to another estate because you're watching your watch for somebody to take care of your payroll. He's waiting for you to open your mouth so he can release the oil so you can be paid. You're in the presence of God. So the power of God is taking you to another place in him. So it's not about your rent. It's about your ownership in the kingdom. Because God
don't have renters. He have owners. And dimensions in the spirit realm, when he releases the power unto you, he's allowing you to operate in the ownership of authority. You're walking in authority. So therefore, when you come into the presence of God, you're coming into the glory of something great. Many people that focus on their attitude, and they're not focused on the altitude. Because when the altitude moves you, your attitude changes. You want to sit and deal with attitudes of people and lift the altitude of God. Chickens make over 1,000 sounds. Eagles make a frequency. They don't make all of the noise. Eagles soar, chicken crow. You got to understand where you're at in the kingdom. You can't allow all of those sounds to redirect the power of God inside you. So what he's doing in the next 24 hours, about this time tomorrow, there's going to be an unusual breakout and an unusual theme getting ready to manifest for you in the next 24 hours. So where you were at, you've been slated for another place in God. Where you were moving, you've been maneuvered. Notice in 2 Kings chapter 7, verse number 1, Elijah says to the Lord for which the king leans on. He said, about this time tomorrow. He didn't give specific, he gave direction. Somebody just missed the revelation. Let me tell you again. He didn't give specific, he gave direction. See, you got to understand. He gives direction. You wait for specific. No, just follow the direction. When it gets there, you'll be blessed. When it gets there, you'll see the manifestation. When it gets there, it's already going to be done. Your obedience has passed the down payment test. So you're in a critical time. Isaiah 1:19 says, if you be willing and obedient, you shall be able to eat the good of the land. Not the plague from the land, not the virus from the land, but you'll be able to eat what's good in the land. Here it is, Elijah took poison and turned it into a meal. Such two people say, what was trying to kill me, I can now eat it. Whoa, peace, man. See what it is? Oh, shine that little shine. Boy, I feel an anointing on that one. That just broke. Something just broke. See, when they were trying to poison you, now you can eat it. See, that's why he says in word. He talks about in his word of God. He talks about everything in the word, and everything has power, substance, greatness connected to it. So therefore, the enemy can't trap you in something that you're already trapped in. Watch this. What do you mean, prophet? He can't trap you. You're already trapped in your mind. You got to be loose. Once you loosen your mind, you're no longer trapped. So you got to come out of the trap that was in your mind so you can move into the presence and the glory of God. Delay doesn't mean denial. Delay means something is held up. It means hostile or hostage. So when you come out of hostage, then you're no longer going to operate in hostility. There are a lot of people carrying hostage unforgiveness, hostage pain, hostage what people say, hostage marriage. Release yourself from the hostage. You will not worry about hostility that you're holding against the person. Break out from the hostage and you won't have hostility. Many people have hostility because they have hostage in their lives. You're not responding to what a new person did. You're responding to you being stitched to a hostile area of your life that you've been hostage to. Come out of hostage and you'll move from there dealing with hostility in your life. Oh, preach, man. This is blessing somebody right now. So you got to move from the place of being trained to stay in, to move from it. See, we got a lot of people that are culturally trained. You're trained culturally. So therefore, you're in the train of the culture. So whatever that culture trained you to be, you follow it in that transcending area. You transcend in the train. So whatever they do. You follow. You go along with it. You got to move from being trained by them and cloned by them into the presence of being new by God. Paul talks about it in Romans 12 and 1. He said, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, you present your body. There it is. The anatomy, living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Reasonable service. How do you become reasonable service unto the Lord? When you become reasonable service unto the Lord, you understand that from the book of what? Jeremiah, a correction.
the book of Isaiah, reasonable servant, Isaiah 1 in verse number 17. Here's what he said about reasonable servant, 1 and 17. Here's how he blessed it. Or 18. Come now, let us reason together, says the Lord, so your sins be as scarlet. Now, that word in the Hebrew means flagrantly offensive. Scarlet. You can underline it. In the Hebrew, it means flagrantly offensive. They should be what? White as wool. Why? Because I'm not walking in offense. Offense. Offense means on a fence. When you're on a fence, you have a choice to go over the fence, stay on the fence, or go over to the other direction. So when you're dealing with offense, the fence divides each issue. So on offense or offense, that means the fence is there, and on one side is protection, and the other side is unprotected. When a person put a fence up, they put a fence up so that they can protect their property or their personage. When you operate in offense, you're neither on either side of the fence. You're on the part of the fence that's holding everything up, but you're on the top where you're still dealing with the top matters in your life. Well, preach, man. So while you're at the top of the fence, you're still dealing with your problem because you haven't made a choice to get over to the protection side of the fence. So he said, come, let us reason together, says the Lord, so your sins be what? Scarlet, flagrantly offensive. They should become what? White as snow. Because I'm not sitting there dealing with offense. I'm dealing with the power of the presence of God, who's doing what? He is your defense. God is defending you while you're trying to deal with offenses. So stop walking around being offended by every wave of people. I'm offended. Offended by what? Well, I'm offended by what they said. Why? Get off of the fence and then get on the right side. So when the offense comes, you'll be strong enough to keep moving in the presence of God. Stay with me. Don't go nowhere. I'm about to bless you. I'm about to bless you and let you go. Yes. And they should be what? White as snow. So it transcends one thought from where you were at on the fence. Because oftentimes, offense will come. And then there are some offense that have nothing to do with the offender. It has something to do with something in your life that you have experimented in your past and in your past substratum that's locked in the cerebrum cortex that continue to stay locked in because you refuse to let it go because you custodize yourself or put yourself under custody. So you hold yourself locked in. So anytime someone says something to you, immediately you go back to the fence. You become offensive. And since you become offensive, you never come into the knowledge of who you are in God. Because they're not offending you. They're just trying to give you understanding of their knowledge, of their experience, of where they're at, or what God revealed to them. Because you're not there, you take it as an offense. I'm offended. Because they think they know. It's not that they know. It's that you lock yourself into a place that you are limiting yourself. So you can't come to the white as snow. So your sins be as crimson. They can be changed as wool. Because you, when you understand wool and how important wool is, you have to understand sheep. Sheep makes wool. And when you understand the wool on the sheep, then you cut the wool. You cut the wool off of what? The sheep. And the sheep become expensive. Why? Because those who are designers of what? Garments or clothing. See, garment designers look for the best wool that's on a sheep. Oh, y'all ain't ready for me. And when you have the anointing of a sheep, you grow what? Wool. And wool protect who? Sheep. And wool protect who? Garment. And garment are worn by what? Those who are designers. Who is the designer? Jesus is a designer that designed you from what? Wool. Because you are what? A sheep. So therefore, he said, you will become what? You should become as wool. Why? Because you're covered by what? Sheep. You're the power of the wool. So therefore, no wolf can come against you because you have power of the wool. Well, preach, man. I'm breaking some stuff down. Y'all better get this one shot and one look. So to be able to operate in the presence and the glory of God and get into the presence of God.
When you get into the presence of God, things begin to work in your favor. So he said, come, let us reason together. Who? Says the Lord, Elohim. So your sins may be what? Flagrantly offensive. So what you did, it may be flagrantly offensive. They should be what? White as snow. Purity. There's a place of purity. Snow. Each fleck or each fleck of the snow or fleck or flake of the snow leaves a sign in the snow. It's interesting how snow can fall and you can see a flake of the snow and it comes down. The flake is unique and different. It ain't even been in the freezer. It ain't even been in the ice cube, but the flake can come down, especially thick flake. And you can look and say, oh, that's a beautiful design. Why? Because flakes have a design. When something became pure as God, God creates a design. Touch you and say, God created a design for whiteness. So he creates a purity and create a design for it. And he said, though your sin, or though they may be red like crimson, they should become what? White. They should become as wool. And then verse number 16, 19, that is. He said, if ye be willing and what? Obedience, you shall be able to eat what? The good of the land. Oh, I'm going to eat this year. Notice now, David said they can sit at the table, but he didn't say they can eat. You will be what? You'll be able to eat the good of the land. Your enemy can sit at the table, but didn't say he's going to eat. You'll be able to eat. So you got to understand there's getting ready to be a change in the system. Oh, yeah. See, the old systems ain't working. Those databases have been shut down. All of those old grids ain't working the way they used to work. There's a transition in the land greater than you would ever imagine or think or fathom. So don't try to go back to the old way. It's something God is doing in the favor of the believer. He's doing it for you. Just get your mind on God. Watch what he's doing for you. Know that it will be done on earth as it is in heaven. He's doing it for you, specifically for you. You ain't been forgotten. You ain't been left out. Yeah. God, you on God's heart more than you ever imagined. You on God's heart greater than you would ever think. You on his payroll more than you ever would imagine. There's a presence of God far greater than any other presence you felt. You know, people say, I'm feeling something. What is it that you're feeling? I don't know. I'm feeling something too. What is it that you're feeling? I'm feeling the presence of the Lord. Oh, it's happening. Something about to burst. Something's coming right around. The light is in your favor. That thing's about to hit you clear right in the place. You're about to see what you didn't think you would be able to see because of the presence and the power and the glory of God. God has made it mandatory for your enemy to watch your celebration. Go ahead, write that down. God has made it mandatory for your enemy to watch your celebration. You want to write that down one more time? God has made it mandatory for your enemy to watch your celebration. Let me say that one more time. God has made it mandatory for your enemy to watch your celebration. Oh, touch your people. Say it about 10 times. Say it about 10 times. God has made it mandatory for your enemy to watch your celebration. Woo, I feel the Holy Ghost now. It is, touch your people. Say it's on. It's on. Oh, it's coming out of me. Touch with me, it's coming out of the prophet today. It's coming out of me. Ah, good God Almighty. Oh, I tell you. Give me two. Don't mess with me right now. Stay in your seat. Don't move. Buckle your seatbelt. I got to write this other prophetic word down the Lord giving to me. He drops it in my cerebellum and my cerebrum. Got to pick it up. And both of them got to come together. Then my central nervous system can release it. Then I can speak. Okay, so give me a quick second. It's all coming out. Touch your people say, it's coming. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness is blessing me today. Are you being blessed today? Oh, glory to God. So understand, God has made it mandatory
for your enemy to watch your celebration. Let me tell you why. Now listen to this thing to God. This is going to make sense. It's going to make sense. All of the last decade, because we're in a new decade, you know. You follow me? We're in a new decade. See, all of last year, our enemies came out. They were all out. Well, you heard them. You heard them. All the politicians, political people. They were all out. Every one of them. All of the enemies were out. There was no enemy hidden in 2020. Y'all know that, right? Y'all know that? Because everybody was trying to kill the people of God. But all the enemies came out. Politicians, all our enemies came out last year for the decade. They all came out. No enemy was here. So you knew the enemy. Even if you see, I know you thought that person was your friend. You found out later they were your enemy, right? Okay, I'm just giving you a check on that. That's a good thing. Checkmate. So what you had to deal with is all of these enemies. Your 2020 obituary year. Your enemies had to come out. Because in this decade, look at somebody say decade. We in a new decade. So in this decade that we're in now, we're in it now. In this decade, God has made it mandatory for your enemies to watch your celebration. God, you want me to preach this? You want me to preach this word? You want me to make this a preach message? But I'm going out. I'm about filling up preaching anointing on it. Look, let me show you this. Haman, he stood at the entrance of the gate. Ahasuerus, he was king. Esther, his cousin, was at the house and in her own business. Vashti was in the palace. She was trying her best to protect her crown. That's what she did. See, really, Vashti never did anything wrong. What she did is she forbidden to come into the presence of the king naked because he was drunk. They had a party going on for 6 months when you study it. It was a six-month party. And King Ahasuerus was known as being a drunk stupor. He was an alcoholic. Well, because of Saul's disobedience, y'all follow me, I'm going through a quick teaching so you can understand. Because of Saul's disobedience years, 15 generations before, that was when Samuel was the prophet, Saul became king because Samuel had to find Saul because Israel wanted a king and they didn't want the theme or the sound of the presence of God. I'm trying to do it real quick. Touch two people say you're trying to put a quarter in the pint, trying to get a pint in the court so you can get it to you real quick. I'm getting it to the email real quick. So Samuel went to God and said, God, the people want a king. And the Lord for a while gave him a minute. Then he came back and said, okay, give him a king. So Samuel went searching a king. Saul lost his heir. That's a donkey for y'all who didn't understand what it is. And he was looking for his donkey. Guess what? Samuel sees him. He tells the man who's looking for his ass that, what? You'll be king. Saul, which is means the Lord trap, is the Benjamite, the least of the trap. He becomes king. Look at that. Such a people say, you can get lost, but God can still find you. Oh, good God, I won't take it to the next level, then I lose some people. So y'all stay with me. Stay right here. Don't go nowhere. So he lets you know. So Saul becomes king. Israel, first king. For Saul, after become Israel first king, so the people will no longer have to deal with the Lord per se. Was the sound of the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God didn't actually come in the gospel. The kingdom of God came from eternity, and it was the time of God. The kingdom of God had always been at hand. You just have to look at the translation of the writer. Because every time you show up and speak, you are the kingdom. In other words, you're the frequency of eternity to deal with time and humanity. A clock was only designed for the Golgarian system of the earth realm.
So when you get a clock, it was just to show you, it would show you how things were rotation. When you already, watch this, when you follow a rotation, you miss manifestation. So you needed a clock to rotate. But when you are already in presence of God, your manifestation, that's for free. I'm going somewhere here. Touch me, say you're going somewhere. Let me go back to Saul. So therefore, Saul now becomes Israel's first king. But he hears the sound of who? The people. He keeps following what the people said. So eventually, God tells Samuel, whose words will never fall to the ground because of Hannah, his mama, Elkanah, his father. So he followed those things. At first, she wasn't going to have a son. But there was a sound that went inside her belly. And her willing prepared her manifestation for the glory of Samuel. So Samuel's words could never fall to the ground, period, in none of the word of God. In the word of God, Samuel's words, not one of his words should fall to the ground. So Samuel now tells Saul what the Lord said. Saul listened to the people. Samuel come back and say, Saul, I told you what the Lord said. He listened to the people. So God had to reject Saul from reigning over Israel. Saul ruled the realm, spiritual realm. Saul ruled reign over people, land, property, investment. Samuel ruled realm, spirit world, dimension. He was the sound for the reigning. Y'all better stay with me. Touch him and say he's going somewhere this year. I'm going to bless somebody for the rest of your life. If you never hear from me today, you've been blessed for the rest of your life with this word. So, Samuel, crying and weeping over what? Saul. So, Samuel, stop crying over Saul. For I rejected him for what? Reigning. Israel promise. I'm going to tell you what you need to do. I believe that's 1 Samuel. Should I turn that real quick? Because I need to hurry and deal with Esther in this one and bless everybody so you can know it yet. Let me turn that real quick. Touch your people say you're going to the history book. That's the history book of the Bible. Samuel's in the book. You got law, first five book of law. Then you got 17 books of history. So I'm going to 1 Samuel real quickly. Let me turn that real quickly here. Bless the people. All right, let's do it real quickly here. Samuel 16. Okay. This is what he tells him. He says to him, are you being blessed today? Y'all taking notes? Just get the recording. Touch him and say, just get the recording. So what you have here is you have Samuel. He's crying and mourning. Now, let me take the word cry out of it. Because once you go from crying, you go from mourning. That means you can't cry anymore. You're weeping internally. Have you ever been there? You can't cry nobody. You lost somebody you love. It's like a death. That's what Samuel was at when he saw. He was like a weeping of a death because it really was a death. Saul found had died to the ears of God. Woo! Good God Almighty. I'm blessing somebody. There are a lot of people that sound had died to the ears of God. Hold on, let me write that down for myself. I'm blessing myself too. Oh, good God Almighty. Let me write that down. Oh, I'm blessing myself. Oh, good God Almighty. Sound that had died to the ears of God. Oh, my goodness gracious. All right. All right, tap back in, prophet. Tap back in. Here we go. All right, pick it up. Thank you, angel. Thank you for releasing it. Ooh, all right, so Saul has been rejected from what? He's been rejected from the word reigning, R-E-I-G-N-I-N-G. He no longer has power. He no longer heirs. He's no longer ruler. He's no longer power. He's no longer king and heir. Now, he have position, but he no longer have the sound of God's ear. Saul do. So he's been rejected from reigning over Israel. God said, fill thine horn with oil. Touch your people, say, the anointing. It's the anointed time. Oh, yeah, it's the anointed time. Oh, yeah, yeah. See, 2020 gave people a chance to do miracles, but they were too scared. They were afraid. They didn't want to touch nobody. They didn't want to lay hands on nobody. They wanted to bump elbows. But isn't it interesting? In 2020, they can go to Walmart. They can go to stores. They can shop, touch the same milk that they won't touch you. But they touch the same cereal box, but they won't touch you. They can try on clothes, and they can put it back on a rack, but they won't touch you. Say with me, I'm going to bless you. I'm telling you what God's going to be getting ready to do. Touch your people, say, God's getting ready to do it. He's going to bless you. Touch your people, say, he's getting ready to do it. Okay. He said, fill thine horn with oil. And go. Now that means sit. Sit means to go. S-E-N. Send. I'm sending you somewhere. But if you don't have oil, the scent, you can't be sinned. We got a lot of people been sinned, but they have no scent. Because the angels have to smell your scent so they can follow you when you've been sinned. Oh, man, I'm preaching now. You've been blessed by the revelation. I'm breaking this down for you. Oh, because, see, you got a lot of stinky people. That's where you get stinking thinking from. You got a lot of clone people. They're smelling a clone of a clown. For those who are anointed, you have a scent on you that calls you to be sinned by God. Whoa, good God Almighty. Whoa. That's why you have to have the fragrance of your leader. Touch your people, say, you gotta have the fragrance of your leader. Oh, I feel this thing. I mean, let me try to do this real quickly. Are you being blessed today? Amen. Say amen. You don't need to unmute for that. And the Lord said, this is what he said. Jesse, and with oil and gold, I will send thee to Jesse the Bethlehemite, for I have provided me a king among his sons. And Samuel said, how do I go? If Saul hear it, he will kill me. And the Lord said, take a heifer, virgin, innocent, with thee, and say, I'm come to sacrifice to the Lord. I come to make a sacrifice to the Lord. You are sacrificed from the Lord. And call Jesse to the sacrifice, and I will show thee what thou shalt do. So you got to know your assignment. Touch it and say, you must know your assignment. And the reason why you have to know your assignment, there was a prophet in the Bible that God told him, go in, do your assignment, leave. But there was another prophet following him and told him, come on in and eat at that table. You already have dinner in your anointing. Why go sit at somebody else's table and eat a counterfeit meal? Oh, that's blessing me. Whoa. Tell me, break that down. A counterfeit meal. I'm telling you, I'm blessing me. You don't need a counterfeit meal. Well, let me write this down. A counterfeit meal. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Oh, good God Almighty. Counterfeit meal. Be careful of the counterfeit meal. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Oh, write that down, somebody. Y'all follow me, touch your beard, say, you got to follow the man. You got to follow the prophet today. Careful of the counterfeit meal. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Be careful of the counterfeit meal, counterfeit invitation. Ooh. Thank you. Okay, write that down. All right. So he tells them. So what he ends up eating at the table and dying. So be very careful of that. All right, let's go back to the word of God. All right. And Lord said, take your heifer with you. Go to the sacrifice. And he called Jesse to the sacrifice, and I will show thee what thou should do. Do. Got to know the sin. And thou shalt anoint unto me whom I have named unto you. What did he say? You would anoint unto me, God. You would anoint unto who? Elohim, Abba, Yahweh. You would be anoint unto me, unto God. whom I name unto you. You would anoint unto me who I name unto you. You will be anointed by God, named by God. How do you become anointed? He who have anointed you. Y'all ready for this? Trust me, you got to be ready. Here's what he said. Underline it real quick. I'm teaching. Trust me, he's teaching right now. He's teaching. Those who came late, you just get the recording. Come in at the last minute and start talking and thinking you know. Because if you didn't get in the beginning, don't come try to talk later. Because I'm going to rebuke you. Because you got people do that. They come at the last minute and start talking out of the head. I don't want somebody talking out of the head. Follow me. Follow the teaching. Trust me, you got to follow the teaching. All right. He said. And he said, call Jesse to the sacrifice. And I will show thee. What shall thou do? Thou shalt do. And thou shalt anoint unto me him whom I name thee. Underline that right there. Stay with me. Underline it. Follow with the line. All right. I underlined it on my book. Okay. Now, when he anoint unto him, anoint whom I name unto you. He had named you unto who? God. So that's why in the word of God, from Jeremiah 1 and 4, I knew you before I formed you in the belly. So you were already anointed before he anointed unto you. You already have the sound of God by the presence of the sound of his servant. Oh, I'm blessing myself. I'm blessing myself. I'm being blessed. Verse 4. And Samuel did that which the Lord spake and came to Bethlehem. And the elders of the town trembled at his what? Coming. Coming down peaceably. And he said, peaceably. You know why? Because the prophet who was speak, he was literally the Ark of the Covenant. He was a sound of God. So the prophet in the Old Testament received from God. So he was a voice of God. So therefore, if he came into the city, he would leave a sound that created a scent, and a scent would create the sin. Oh, good God Almighty. Oh, good God Almighty. I feel that anointing. I feel it. Y'all been blessed? You feel that anointing? So when the prophet came into the city, the elders of the city met him. You come peaceably? He said, I come peaceably. They said, all right, I feel better now. Because what's been here is a scent, then sin to release a sound to the destiny of the city. Now you're following with me. Stay with me. Don't go anywhere. Don't lose your faith. So he gets to Jesse's house real quickly, and Jesse now follows. So Jesse, the seed of Jesse, of him. Your mother didn't choose you. Your daddy didn't choose you. They had other people. God has selected you. You consider the black sheep. The black sheep of the family is usually the sacrifice in the family. Because David was a sacrifice where all the rest of them were what? Rudy. All of the other what? They looked upon that continent. The continent was good, high in stature. God refused them because what he had is a sacrifice. See, you are sacrificed in the middle of the sacrificial year. Oh, good God Almighty. Look at somebody say, I'm a sacrifice in the middle of a sacrificial year. Well, I'm preaching to somebody today. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Here's what he said. Let's move on down. But the Lord said unto Samuel, look not upon the continent or on the height or the stature, because I refuse him. For the Lord seeth not as man seeth, nor looketh upon the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh upon the heart. I just moved this from a verse, y'all, so yeah, I'm moving y'all down, so y'all just have to follow me. I'm down to verse number 8 now. And Jesse called Abinadab, underline Abinadab, and made him to pass before Samuel, and said, neither have the Lord chosen this. Then the Lord made Shammah he passed by. And the Lord, neither had the Lord chosen this. And Jesse made the seven of his sons to pass before Samuel. And Samuel said unto Jesse, the Lord has not chosen thee. And Samuel said unto Jesse, are here all thy children? And he said, there remaineth yet the younger. And behold, he keepeth what? The sheep. I already told you that in the word of God from what Isaiah 1:16, 1:17, 18. All right, let's move on. And Samuel said unto Jesse, send and fetch him. What did he say? What did Samuel say? S-E-N, send. Send. Sent of Samuel, a send of God. You got all these people that went and sinned themselves, but they never had the oil from the presence of God. The sin, always understand the sin. The sense of God, sound of God that blew you into the presence of who you will be. The sin, sinned of God, from the sense of God, because of the sound of God. When you have the sound of God, you have the sense of God, and you have the sin by God. Oh, you had a whole lot of people been gone. They never been sinned by God. Hallelujah. All right, let me slow it down so you can understand. All right, here's what he did. Jesse. Now, move on down real quickly. Verse number 13. And he sent and brought him in. Now he was ruddy withal and beautiful of countenance, goodly to look to. And the Lord said, arise, anoint him, for this is he. And he sat back here. He would do what? He was goodly to look upon. See, folks are hating on you because of your stature, your beauty, your anointing, who you are. They don't understand how you're going to be with sheep. Fellowship. It's anointing. The smell. Oh, y'all ain't ready for me. Y'all ain't ready for me. Y'all ain't ready for me. That's a preacher, man. You got to be ready. Country music, you got to be ready for the man of God. You got to be ready. So, here we go. He said, goodly to look upon. And the Lord said, arise, anoint him, for this is he. And Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brethren. In the spirit of the Lord God. Now this is prophetic right here. In the spirit of the Lord God. In the spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. Look at somebody say, go forward. You have to go forward. You can't look backwards. So Samuel rose and went to Ramah. Now, here's where you understand the power of understanding how Esther had to come in to help King Ahasuerus in his kingdom. Verse number 14. The Lord God. Saul. From the Lord troubled him. God rejected the spirit of Agag. 15 generations later. His spirit ends up in the palace. No people. Y'all ready for this? Y'all ready? You want me to break this down? I'm trying to get y'all to understand this noble birthing system, how it goes into generation after generation to do what? Depopulate the anointed men and women of God. It's all about population control. But you mean to say the prophet is breaking the code? I'm breaking the code so you can understand where you're about to move. You're moving from the code to the crypto. You're moving to the presence of something great is about to happen in the land. You got to catch what God is about to do for you in this season, men and women of God. You're not in the stock market. You're in the crypto systems of God. You're in the matrix of God right now. Every time you take a shot into a system that's changing the dynamics of who you are in your body. I'm going to leave y'all alone. I'm going to leave y'all alone in a minute. I'm going somewhere. I ain't got time to stop right now. I'm leaping. Either to be hot. Ah, you better catch up. Trust me, you say catch up. Okay, so he is now. And so he refused to take out that generation of Agag. Agag is from the ancient generation of the giants, those ancient giant spirits. They call them Nephilim, the ancient spirit. Do your research. Go back generation. These are ancient spirits. And so he was supposed to take out their whole entire family. so that family escaped years later. 15 generations later, they arrived in the palace of King Ahasuerus. So Vashti never did anything wrong. Vashti protected the crown. Esther had to protect the king so he could save the Jews. Haman was in the bloodline of the ancient spirit of Agag. When you look at the study, see all these people preaching to y'all all this mess. Y'all better get some revelation. I'm trying to tell you how things go generational. So 15 generations down the road, you'll understand what things are going on in the land. All of this stuff now ain't nothing new. It's because you got all of these male-practicing pulpits been teaching you about prosperity when you are already rich. Thank you, angel. I received that. Tell them. So you can understand where you're at in the kingdom of God. Under arrest already. Is Mordecai sits at the gate. He's at the gate. Haman is in the palace now. He's working with King Ahasuerus. Touch two people. I'm going to show you how the enemy is about to turn on each other. That's what I'm really leading you up to understand. The scaffold, the tower, what was built in 2020 was a scaffold, a tower. And those who fell it, they fell at the hand of the enemy. Those who didn't fall will prevail. You and your season are prevailing right now. Many of you are getting ready to prevail because you didn't fall for the okey-doke. You can come on. I'm teaching. I want you to understand this. So here you are. Here you are at a critical place. So enter into the palace. She was chosen and selected for such a time as that. Because in the palace, there was ancient spirit. Can I break the revelation down? Can I bless some of y'all today? Megan had to be in the palace so that the ancient spirit of Philip can die. Y'all ain't ready for me. Good God Almighty. Let me stand on. Let me take my shoes off. Y'all better be ready for the prophet this year. I'm telling you. See, that's why all of this chaos is happening in land. Those ancient Nephilim spirits, you call UFOs, those are those ancient spirits that came out of that body. See, y'all got to understand what you're dealing with. You're dealing with ancient spirits. The man lived 99 years. You got those ancient spirits. You got those ancient spirits. How many generations in 99 years? You got 4.5 generations, 20 years in the new generation. So you had a fifth generation. So the Satan, he visited the sins of the father and the mother to the third and fourth generation of the sin. So you got to understand what spirits you're dealing with right now. Oh, you're being blessed today. Touch your bitch. I'm being blessed. I'm just breaking a code so you can understand what you're up against right now, what you're dealing with right now. See, Mother Elizabeth can't do anything right now because it's forbidden for her to do anything. She just ruled the church in England. That's why when the president last year, June last year, what was it, June 7th or 8th of last year? We get ready to come to June 7th or 8th this year. A year later, he had a birthday coming up. He didn't make it to his 100th birthday. So you, the president at that time, he gets that Bible and get in front of the Episcopal Church. But folks are yelling, he blasphemed. He wasn't blaspheming. He was sitting in the cold, dum-dum. I'm sorry if I'm saying that like that. He was sitting in the cold. He would let Queen Elizabeth know the code has been broken. Why? Because there's a rising up of the generation of God's people. There's a rising up of our origin. That's why you got Netanyahu right now. If you find out right now, Netanyahu, who's a Zionite over in Israel right now. Country's giving him to come in on this man. You know why? Because he started chaos. Oh, y'all ain't ready for me. I'm trying to take you back to the ancient stuff that's going on right now. United States government, everybody, they're going against him right now because he's been exposed. Touch your people, that enemy's been exposed. I told you, the scaffold's coming. Touch your people, the scaffold's on his way. The scaffold's on his way. The scaffold's on his way. No more shit. Stay with me. Don't go anywhere. Touch your people, say to go anywhere. Don't go anywhere. Stay here. Listen. So, you know. Now, go ahead. You want to hang up. Go on back to work there. Hurry, go back to work. I'm giving you time. You get the recording. I hear you in the spirit. You want to get to this. You'll get this later. So, here he is.
Haman is in the palace. So King Ahasuerus asked his wife as a drunk stupor, influenced by what? The spirit of Haman. To come before the king. He showed for 6 months, he showed his entire kingdom, all of what he had, his riches and everything. You just got everybody come in. Ain't that what they're doing right now? Ain't that what the gates and all of them doing? They showing their riches. You see all that money going to them top 3% of the world, all the riches, they showing all their wealth and how they are. You know that's what they're doing. Oh, yeah, you know what they're doing. They got all that money, the government giving all that money. That's been a fall. It ain't going to be worth nothing. Oh, yeah, I'm telling you. Anyway, follow me. Stay with me. Don't go nowhere. Trust the people, say, stay with them. Get the revelation. Here it is. So he showed all of his kingdom, all of his riches, all of his wealth. Only thing left. Now, well, listen to this, church. I'm going to give you the revelation. Only thing left was what? His wife. His wife, Vestai. She was the only thing left. So she was the only thing left to present herself before the king. That was the only duty. It's forbidden for the wife to come into the presence of her husband like that. She was in another area with the other women. They had concubines doing all of that. He called for his wife to come into the presence. She was forbidden. She couldn't come. Do the study. So research royalty and the kings and heirs, the kings and prince, Queen Elizabeth, and all those things. Study. You ain't got to study that. Go way back when you ancestry line, to understand what the king, queen was supposed to do. She couldn't come. Watch this now. Tell you say, watch this now. Listen to me. Y'all got to listen. Watch this now. She can come. So when she was asked again to come, he was upset. He was really upset. He was being influenced by who? Haman, the ancient spirit. Oh, y'all ain't ready for me. Because she was the queen. She had to protect the church. Oh, y'all ain't ready for me. Y'all get the revelation. She had to protect the church. She was the church. She rules the church. Protect the church. Let me help you out. You ever watch the queen? The king never walks in front of the queen. He stays 2 feet behind her. When she walks in salute. That's what you ever watch the way she learned the garment she learned? She didn't learn that from the royal family. She didn't learn that from what is that other family? The Duchess? She learned that from the origin. God Almighty, I'm trying to bless y'all, folks. Y'all better get it. I told you that one shot. See, she had to learn her salute. The royalty, the queen, the royalty. The power. Come on, let me take you on in. You're taking us on in now. So she can come. So in his stupor, he dethrones her because he's influenced by those spirits. So she now is released from her duty as Queen Vestai because Haman had planned 15 generations ago to get the Jews and kill them. Y'all ain't listening to me. Y'all don't hear me. Y'all don't hear him. You ain't hear me. And so he's in the kingdom now. So after he's dethroned his wife, if you study the actual writing, the Septuagint, and you go into the Torah, they'll explain to you more in detail, and the scrolls will tell you all the details before any Jesuit order, King James, and any of the other writings came in and changed the dialect of the writings. It's already written. That's why when you talk about etymology over historicity, you get the origin of where it begins. So what you have here is a translational glitch, leaving people jumping and shouting over Vestai
and One Night with the King, when she was one night from eternity to save the entire generation. Let me stop. Let me stop. Y'all were worried about the bedroom. God was worried about humanity.
Hold on.
Okay, here we go. So Ahasuerus, after he dethroned her, he came to himself in his drunk stupor after he became sober for about a number of years, especially 3 months. He went into depression, hurt. It's a study. When you study it. He went into depression. He made the wrong decision because he did not know the decision he made when he told his wife to come, but he was so drunk and all of them started influencing him to make the wrong decision. So Haman said, if the other women found out that your wife rebelled, guess what? Oh, hold on, we'll act up. His drunk self said, you know what? All right, get rid of her. She was just protecting the crown. She had to protect the crown. Queen Elizabeth, she's just protecting the crown right now. Protecting the crown. That's why all of the royal stuff coming out of the royal family. You might have told y'all in 2017, all of this stuff is coming out of the royal family. You know why those people say they don't like darker people, they don't like what they're doing, they don't want them. I'm telling you something right now. Check this out. You can Google it. I think it's in New York Times. New York Times. It's an article in New York Times. Queen Elizabeth said these words. She said they're changing the dynamic. Bring it back to me, Prophet, because I was reading it today. Yes. She was changing how they deal with culture people, the lower people, and black people, and minority people. They're changing the dynamics now. Yeah, it's in there. She had to change her mind because she got to realize that she got original blood coming back into position. So there's nothing she can do. There's no power. There's nothing they can do. Look at her son. He's 70. He already tainted. Him and his wife, look at them. They ain't even together. They're all tainted. So that's a succession in place. But you said, we're in a time of a succession. The next in line. Let me finish real quickly. Can I finish this? Let me finish real quickly. This is like a 27-part series. I'm trying to break it down for you. So here now, what you have is Haman. And Haman tried to get Mordecai to change his behavior. So he plots. He go home and plot with his wife. You see all these people that are plotting right now? Look at all these plots going on in the lane. Plots. Plots are connected to lots. It's a plot to lots. That's a whole different story. We'll deal with that later. But there's a plot in the land. That's why you see all these plots going on right now to try to take men and women of God out, take you out, take your ministry out. It's a plot. It was a plot. 2020 was all about a plot in the land. It was plot set in place. Things were set in place. And some people fell for the plot, and some people became a lot. You know why they became a lot? Because they fell for the plot. When you fall for a plot, you become a lot. A lot is an empty space. So when you fall for a plot, you give up your position and your power. And many of us didn't fall for the plot. Some people say, you didn't fall for the plot. You didn't fall for the okey-doke. You didn't fall for the game. You didn't fall for the manipulation. You didn't fall for the disease. You ain't fall for the shot. You ain't fall for the genre. You getting ready to walk into one of the greatest seasons of your life. Some people say, I didn't fall for the plot. I didn't let the devil empty me out. I didn't let him take my goods, take my anointing, take my ministry, take my family, take my wealth. You are in one of the great, I'm about to preach this thing to the devil, quit. You are in your season where you're getting ready to prosper. You're getting ready to succeed. You didn't bail out when the children act funny, when the doctors act funny, when society starts changing rules, laws, and regulations were put in place. People were marching when you were sitting silent because you are in the season. You didn't fall for the plot. You're not a lot in this season. You're full of the anointing of God. Okay, let me stop. Come on, you go ahead. I'm almost done. Touch me, baby. You're almost done. I can't sit for this one. We'll take an offering later. Don't worry about it. We'll take an offering later. Touch me, baby. He'll take an offering later. Don't worry about it. So he's now. He's in the palace. So he sets up a scheme. Notice now, he sets up a scaffold. Touch me, people say he sets up a plan, a scaffold. See, all of the noble birth, you know how to set up the scaffold. Nebuchadnezzar set up a scaffold. He set up a high worship scaffold. Look at notice what they're setting up. Talk to people say it's a setup that did not work. Oh, let me leave my message low. I gotta preach my message for my Saturday night. Y'all ain't ready for me. You gotta be ready. Apostle Simmons Friday night. Hallelujah. Prophet Matthew Saturday night. Hallelujah. Pastor Janie Sunday and Dr. Carlina Will. Oh, y'all ain't ready for us. You gotta be ready. You better be ready. Ah, okay. Slow down. Turkey will say, slow down. All right, here we go. So, now, what you have here? Oh, the theme. You endured the test of time. The theme. You have endured the test of time. 25th, 26th, 27th. Oh, come on now. There's something prophetic about that. June 25th, 26th, and 27th. Go look at those three numbers. Find the meaning of the 25th. 26 and 27. Okay, come on. No, don't give me any more codes, Prophet Matthew. Preach, man. Thank you, sir. I am. Okay. So here you are. So here it is. He sets the scaffold up. And here it is. Watch this. In the word of God, I believe it's chapter number 6. Esther asked for a banquet. They had to go on what? A fast, 72-hour fast. And Mordecai said, Esther, you have a choice. You can die with them. You can run on in there and get with the king. She said, well, I can't do it. It's forbidden. He said, look, listen to me. You have a choice right now. You're at a crossroad. You and your people are out. Make your mind up. Call for the fast. How many know we're on a 21-day fast? Oh, y'all got to be ready for this. All right. So she called for a fast, 72 hours. 72 hours. If I perish, let me perish. Going into the king. He comes into the presence of the king. This time he's not a drunk stupor. He says, what is it that you desire? You want me to turn to the scripture with that? Let me find it real quick. No. I want to teach you because I don't want to waste no more time. That's what you can say. I'm being blessed. You're being blessed? Glory to God. This is blessing somebody. But you just say, I'm being blessed. I don't want to deal with him choosing Esther over the other 400 and some. I want to deal with that. I want to deal with this part that's very powerful. Because, see, the Jews are being threatened. So Haman plans to exterminate them in chapter number 3. He had plans. It's always a plot. Judas becomes full justice. There's always a plot against God's people. So you see, you look at all of these young people dying because they don't know their real blood. They don't even know their DNA. They don't even know who they are. They don't even know where they are. They don't even understand their power or who they are, the wittiness, the creativity, the greatness of them. They don't die. Mordecai asked Esther for help, chapter number 4. Let me move through this real quick. All right, here we go. This is powerful. This is going to bless somebody. Amen. All right, here it is. Chapter number 5. Esther appeared before the king. Here it is. So, can I read this real quick? Let me do it. I'm trying to do it real quick. And now it came to pass in the third day that the Esther put her royal apparel and stood in the inner court of the king's house against the king's house. And the king sat upon his royal throne in the royal house over against the gate of the house. And it was so when the king saw Esther, the queen, stand in the court that she obtained favor in his sight. Because to be saying, see you in your season of favor. And the king held out his what? He held out Esther, the golden scepter was in his hand. And Esther drew near and touched the top of the scepter. Then the king unto her, what wilt thou, Queen Esther? And what is thy request? And it shall even given thee to half of the kingdom. Esther. Good in the king unto the king. Let the king and Haman, well, I'm telling you, let the king and Haman come this day unto the banquet that I have prepared. Such a people said, he prepared a table before you. Such a people said, he prepared a table before you. The Last Supper, Judas didn't have no deal with preparation. He's a disciple prepared the table. Such people say, this is preparation time. Write it down, say, this is preparation time. Oh, y'all ain't ready for me. It's preparation time. Preparation time, when you're preparing a table, you're getting ready to do what? Holy Ghost. Somebody just got it. Let me say it one more time. When you're preparing a table, you're getting ready to do what? There it goes. Somebody got it again. Let me say it one more time. When you prepare a table, you're getting ready to do what? Oh, there it is. Somebody got it. All right. Let me almost done. Amen. Come this day unto the banquet that I have prepared for him. Then the king said, call Haman to make haste. Such people say, your enemy got to come suddenly. I'm telling you, there's an acceleration. God is getting our enemy. Our enemy is tired. Our enemies are burnt out. They have done everything they can, from Congress to Senate to subcommittee, in committee. Their medication wasn't working. All of the stuff that they prepared is having been approved by the Food and Drug Administration. All of them are walking in fear. Their wives are walking away from them. Y'all ain't ready for me. They don't know what to do. They're all running scared right now. They all are under investigation. All of the things that the enemy try to do. That's what I'm telling you. You got to understand what's happening. The enemy is making haste right now. They're running scared. They're trying to figure things out. They're trying to do all kinds of things. They're trying to stop you. All of your enemies. People on the left. People on the right. People on the north. People on the south. Everything is trying to come against you. It's your enemy because they cannot stop you. Let me finish. That he may do what? He may do as Esther. The king and Haman came to the banquet that Esther had prepared. Verse number 6. And the king said unto Esther, at the banquet of wine, what is thy petition? And what shall be granted thee? And what is thy request? Even to the half of the kingdom, it should be performed. Tell you. Why? See, Esther, she understood the code to get into the presence. All she thinks. See, Esther didn't ask for things. She asked for the presence. She told her husband. He said, what is this? Because, see, in the Old Testament, the king had what we call nobles. Had nobles or servants. And so anybody who came into the presence of the king, whether it's food, they were first sample the food. They would eat the food. They would do everything first. But the king had always had a secret code that he had between him and his wife. And see, in the Old Testament, when a wife did something to a king that was required for her to come into his presence before task, it was a code he would use. And so the code here is, what is it that you desire, even to half of the kingdom? If she would have said half of the kingdom, he would have had to kill her because she had the whole kingdom because he had the king. Oh, y'all just missed the revelation. Praise, man. God damn, bless somebody. I'm blessing somebody. I'm blessing somebody. And so, I need a feast. I need to bring the enemy to the table. Here's chapter number 6. Now look, listen to this. Touch your people say, get the revelation now. Chapter number 6. On that night, could not the king sleep? And to bring the book of what? Records. Oh, y'all ain't ready for me. I'm telling y'all. The book of what? Records. Of what? The chronicle. And they were read before who? The king. Written. Now, see, that's what I'm telling you. 2020. In the United States. Left that Masonic circle over there in Washington, D.C. His limo pulled up. That's why all them people that were surrounded around him, and they were talking about, oh, he was messing with the people. No, it was all decoys. See, those people were sitting there to cause confusion. Y'all ain't ready for me. I'm trying to help y'all understand what's going on. They would sit there. So they moved all of those people out of there. Those people were ancient spirits that was paid to sit there and block the president from getting right there because he was in position. Y'all ain't ready for me. Y'all ain't ready for me. That's why they had, and what was this? What day they sent that official, that governmental official to my doorstep right here, and that lady walked to the door, and when she saw me, she saw a ghost. Touch you, people say, the Holy Ghost made a ghost out of that person. Oh, y'all ain't ready for me. You ain't ready for me. That's why they listen. Look at all the millions of people listening in right now. Ah, I got y'all. I'm revealing everything. Okay, let me be quiet. See, I'm revealing everything. See, all this stuff is coming out now. So you got to understand. It's being revealed. It's being revealed right now. All right, let me finish. So he gets in the White House. He leaves the White House. See, you got to understand how that ancient system is made. That's why Washington, D.C. is called the District of Columbia. They were actually trying to make it a state. The Congress went against it. They were trying to make it a state. They're trying to make it a state, but they couldn't do it. Because the whole entire White House is surrounded in an ancient spirit, an ancient Dagon spirit. So he understood he had to leave the White House because that's the symbol of the ancient spirit of Nimrod. I know people are going to get mad. You'll get mad at me. Better not mess with me and say, God will kill you. God told me, he said, I'm going to kill your enemies. I'm speaking of what he told me in my dream. I only share my dream with a few people. And they say, don't mess with me. They take off running, go on the other way. Now leave me alone. Keep your mouth off me. I'm telling you, in the sea, you'd be laying somewhere dead. I'm telling you, for real. Believe me. I'm telling you, God, for real. God told me, I got you. Watch what I'm doing to your enemies. And let them keep doing what they're doing. I'm going to take them out of here. All right, he had to leave. Because he got the Chronicles. He went and got that Bible. Walked out of that. Went in front of the Episcopal Church that's ran by the Church of England. Because, see, the entire colonial system, that's why you got those other 12 states, are colonial time, colonial system, colonial. The capital used to be in Philadelphia back in the day. That was the state capital back in the day, Philadelphia. They moved it to that place. So, and that's why you got all those underground tunnels that lead to different parts of the world. All different tunnels. But anyway, let me finish. I'm revealing too much stuff. Let me come back to myself. I got to come back to myself real quick. All right. So he walks in front of the Episcopal building. He turns around with his palms up. He faced the camera. He stood there and was silent, said nothing. Now, they looked at how many minutes, 8 minutes, 9 minutes, that the man had his hand on the neck of whatever his name was, the other Mason brother, had his hand on the neck. Look at time. Y'all see the time, how long the president of the United States stood there holding the Bible. See, that's what's important. See, that was a decoy. You got to understand decoys. May 25th to June. See, you got to understand. See, God deal with matrix. He deal with dimensions. God don't deal with time. He doesn't. When you try to talk to God about time, he don't even listen to you. You better come into the spirit. You better talk about eternal things, sudden, instant, power, dimensions, realm. I'm telling you, physics, move, dimensions, neurons. You got to understand brain, atoms, all the little things. God, now you want to talk to God, have a conversation, he'll talk to you. Because you'll be sleeping in your bed. You'll be asleep for 5 minutes, and God will take you from one place to another place, and you'll wake up, and you'll be thinking you slept an hour. Some of y'all did that. You slept. Look like you only slept 5 minutes, and you woke up, and you're like, wow, man, time ain't went nowhere. Because you weren't even in time. Your body was in time. Your body was in eternity. All right, let me leave that alone. See, when you die, you don't die. Live again. Okay, now let me leave that alone. That's a pretty fast stuff. Are you being blessed today? All right, okay. All right, let's go. Here we go. I'm almost done. So you see this picture here? You get the book of the records of the Chronicles, and they were read before the king, and it was found written. Pastor people say, your name got to be written. It was found written. Why? Because they took your history book. They took your history. They hid everything. But there's some of you still in the Chronicle written that Mordecai had did what? Told and Tarash, two of the king's chamberlains, the keeper of the door, who sought to lay hands on the king, he exposed them. See, the enemy's been exposed. So God is remembering. He's remembering. So the president sits there, held the Bible up, and the code president in Winslow. She was over in Winslow. And over in Winslow, the coal was already made. So when she got the coal, she opens up what? The Royal what? Chronicle. There you go. So last year, the Royal Chronicle was open. The Royal Chronicle was open. The appointment was short. Royal family came out. Then what did y'all see later? See? A young man and young woman said, "Dad, we out of here, y'all. We out. We out of here." See? I told you. You got to understand that. You got to understand how God is doing things. See, because that blood sacrifice, the ancient spirit, all of it is changing. That colonial system, that's what it is, the colonial system. Things are changing, people of God. You are in one of the greatest times of your life. You didn't even know. You are one of the greatest times of your entire life. The people of God are in one of the greatest times of our life in history. We don't even know it, and we're scared. You're in the greatest time. But no, let me shift this. Thank you, Holy Ghost. I hear the angel of the living God. This is the word from the angel. This is the angel said. He said, they ain't scared. He said, my people, they ain't scared. He said, the counterfeits are. Oh, look at that. Good God Almighty. God, I hear you, angel. Wow. That was powerful right there. I'm telling you, the angel's talking to me. He said, them ain't my people. They're my counterfeits. Only counterfeits are scared to death. The only counterfeits are afraid of the encounter. My God. I tell you, whoa. I'm telling you, if you look at my house, I get these, like, angels. All around the ceiling, they're in the ceiling, they're in the ceiling. All right, let me sit back down. I can't even sit back down. I'm trying to stand for this one. All right. Somebody got to write that one down. Only that one, they weren't real people. They were counterfeit. They were sent in as a decoy to shift everybody. Okay, so Queen Elizabeth already got the sign. She already got the word. Everything was prepared. It was set in motion. Everything was done. So all things were ready. Because anytime you open the Royal Chronicle got to be open in the presence of the king. So, O King Philip, your days have been numbered. I think what did God tell Nebuchadnezzar's son on the wall? Is it ticky, ticky something on the wall? Your days have been numbered. See, our enemy days have been numbered. I believe that's in the book of Daniel chapter 3. He said, your days have been numbered. The enemy days have been numbered, saints. They have been numbered. It's been numbered. That's why there's a rising up. You ain't got to worry. I'm telling you, God is... And that's what I was saying about Haman. Our enemies are going to kill themselves. Your enemy. Let me stop you before somebody get outside here. You want God to kill some other church people, some other things? No, that ain't. You foolish. You foolish. I'm going to tell you right now. You speaking foolishness. We ain't talking about other things. We make a little mistakes and error with each other. Now, you're on the wrong page. I ain't on that page. I'm talking about taking out the real enemy. I'm not talking about this foolishness. You upset with somebody at church. You upset with a baby mama, baby daddy. That's foolishness. You better tap into the mind. I'm taking you to a dimension in the spirit realm. Because when God takes out that enemy, those other foolishness will get in place. So this ain't what you're thinking. We're talking about the actual enemy. We're talking about generational demonic spirits, bloodline spirits, ancient spirits that cause division between those spirits. Picking them out. So I just want you to know that. Thank you, angel, for sharing that with me, to let the people know. Yeah, he got to get my friend. No, we ain't talking about that. They need deliverance. That's what they do. We're talking about the real thing. These ancient spirits that have came out. Watch me. So your enemies are going to kill each other. They're going to take each other out. Haman built his own scaffold for his own burial. See, all of those people, because everything looks so real.
I'm telling you what the word of God say they would fool. He would try to fool, if Satan could, he would fool the very elect. So when you are the elect, you can't be fooled by that because it sounds good to take the shot. It sounds good of what's happened. It sounds great. It's been made. I'm telling you, faith. And y'all don't hear nothing I say. Write the vision and make it plain. I'm telling you nothing but the truth, and nobody can deny it. When they send some little person to my house or my street to see me, and when they see me and they look like a ghost, I'm telling you, that's a very powerful prediction. When the enemy send the enemy in, when the enemy send somebody in to see you, to see who you really are, and they tap in your information, something you changing something in the world. Something is happening. Something is going on. Something's going on. But anyway, the enemy is at his final call. We in it, thanks to God, people of God. You're in one of the most pivotal times in your life. You're in one of the most powerful times in the history of your life. I have him in. You're on the heart of God. You're on the spirit of the Lord God. You're on his heart. He has not forgotten you. He's clearing the path for a lot of us. I ain't gonna be like this. I know the song that I mean. What that song? The wait is over. That wait is over. That season. I ain't going to be like the struggle is over. No, you're going to have struggle. But that particular struggle, you deal with another one, but that one is over because of what God is doing for his people, what God is preparing for his people in such a time like this. Amen. We're in the month. We're right in this month. We're in it. You're in the heart of this month. You're right here. You're in one of the most devastating times of your enemy. And I don't say it scared, I say it with power. We're in the most devastating times of our enemy. Right now, you're in the most devastating time of your enemy. And the enemies know that. Satan have but a short time. And they said, and we've been saying that for thousands of years. But little do you know,